about.
Way up, I feel blessed. I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah!
Happy New Year to all you, man. You know, this is the way it is up here on Celebrity Mountain. If you want to take a look at the way the celebrities live, this is the way it is, man. Yeah, you know. Look at the birds up there. The birds are... Yeah, wow, it's cool up here, man. Wow, I wish I got high. This is the kind of place you could... if you got high, this would be a great place. I don't get high, man. But I still like to know where the weed at. Yeah, I don't smoke the weed, but I still like to know where it's at.
And now...
Ooh, just got real.
Our feature presentation.
Nope.
What?
Nope, not yet.
What?
Not yet. No.
Really? This...
First day back, first 10 seconds.
Oh, this
back.
Week has been going on forever.
Well, I know it seems like that, but actually we're not quite there yet. We got to put some hours in first.
Was not expecting that.
I told Chip last night, have Don't Bogart ready. This is going to be funny. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday. It's 4th of January, and we're back from vacation.
2016, you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good point.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, some years sound weird, but this one doesn't sound weird because we've been hearing about 2016 for so long because of the politicking. But now it's actually here. It's for real.
Politicking?
Yeah. You know, people running for office.
Mm.
That's what politicking is. So I'm just saying, 2016 doesn't feel as weird as some years do when they're brand new. I don't think we're going to have as many people who are screwing up and writing the wrong year on their checks is what I'm saying. Because no one writes checks.
Yeah.
Wait, that's your big concern? Is that people who don't write checks anymore are going to write the wrong date on it, which stopped, I don't know, 10 years ago?
What I'm saying is they won't, though, because right? 2016, it goes down easy, is what I'm saying. It's not a difficult year to wrap your head around.
Like,
Sit down.
It felt weird when it turned 2000. That was like a tough adjustment to get used to writing 2000 because your whole life you were writing 19 and then it was 2000.
Uh-huh.
I had a lot of time to think over the holiday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Your first comment is that 2016 sounds easy to say.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. So people won't write it on checks.
Yes, it's a comfortable year to ease into. I'm just saying. I think that's a good sign. It's not jarring like some years are.
Can I go back on vacation?
Yes.
Oh, Chip.
Yes. How dare you, Chip. Well, we are back, and I think that means I tell you about a thing that happened. And in this case, it's Edwina and David Nyland. I don't see what town they are in, but they are in here we are. They're in Leicester in the U.K., and they are in the news right now because they didn't win the lottery. By the way, they are in their 50s, and they have 7 grandchildren. That was a little bit of a surprise to me.
That seems like a long list of people that didn't win the lottery.
Yeah, well, are we going to go through them all? Or
their story is interesting because they did.
Then there's Bill Franklin. He didn't win either.
No grandkids, however.
They did pick all 6 winning numbers in a drawing the other night. But there was some sort of snafu with topping off their account. They have one of those accounts that you can have where you keep a certain amount of money in it, and then you just draw down from that bank account to buy lottery tickets. Well, there was some sort of confusion because she was trying to buy these lottery tickets, and she got a notice on her phone that said you don't have enough money. So she tried to top it off with a certain amount of money before she went on to buy the tickets. She claims she did get confirmation from the lottery company that the money was put in there. The lottery company says, we can see in our records that you tried to do that, but it didn't go through. So this is like when you're buying a concert tickets at Ticketmaster, and you hit that button, and you're just waiting for that confirmation to come through, and you assume it did, or you enter it again to try to make sure, or something like that. But she thought she had put the money in, and then her numbers came up, and it was a $50 million jackpot that she did not win.
Hmm.
Gonna hurt.
She saw the numbers the next day, called to claim the jackpot prize. The lotto operator, a company named Camelot, said they had no record of the transaction. She said, I'm gutted. But what can we do? We've played for years. We've had our online account for some time, so it's not like we didn't know what we were doing. I just have to carry on with things and not get too down. Shocked isn't the word, but as a family, we stick together. We just have to be grateful for what we've got. Now, her husband's going to murder her, right?
I would. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure that's where we're going with this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously, how – I was just thinking, A, you didn't win $50 million, which probably would have been pretty sweet. But, B, how does a marriage survive that? Look how mad someone gets when the other one doesn't take the trash up on Mondays. You know, how are you going to survive? Oh, I meant to buy those lottery tickets that would have won us $50 million, but I screwed up. That's going to be an argument that will never end till their deathbed, right?
Right. Everything will be. Oh, you sure? I locked the door. You sure?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
we're
thought you were right
7.
That one time.
You sure? Everything. Oh, I know how you men are.
Came up, I looked like we had all 6 and won the jackpot, but I checked and there was no notice from Camelot, again, the lottery company. I rang customer service. The person I spoke to said they could see from the records that we had intended to buy those numbers, but the purchase did not go through because we did not have enough in our account. We tried to top up the account, but hadn't realized that it hadn't registered. You get an email to confirm your purchase, but I didn't remember to check for that because it was just before Christmas and I was so busy. So they are appealing to the lottery company to award them at least some money despite the mistake, but I can't imagine there's any reason for them to do it. I think the reasonable public would probably say they didn't buy the ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I meant to buy that ticket as well.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So. They saw the player did attempt to purchase the online lotto ticket multiple times on December 23rd from 7 p.m. onwards, but the cutoff to buy is 7:30, and it did go through, by the way, after midnight, they said. So anyway, there you go. That's how 2016 is starting off for Edwina and David Nyland.
But they're probably not going to write 2016 on their checks.
Oh,
see, there's an upside. So glass half full.
Kevin. Nice.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about Dave, the King of Mexico's dog. That's all I care about. His oil slick dog. Man, I just... Whew. Dave dropped that on us last night, and I thought, this has made my whole year. 2016, nothing can be wrong now because of Dave's oil slick dog. So I'm very excited about that. We're going to try and squeeze that into today's show. We also are going to talk to Andrew Siciliano.
Yes.
From the NFL Network, of course, about this weekend and everything that's going on with the playoffs. I was not at all worried when being Seattle Seahawks destroyed, my Cardinals. Not at all worried.
Not even a little
worried.
You shouldn't be worried.
Because I already have a bye, so no big deal.
Sure.
And then I saw that they were playing Minnesota. And then the winner of that game plays Arizona,
right? Mm-hmm.
And so now it's actually a situation where Bean's team could destroy my team on the last week of the season and then also knock us out of the playoffs.
Hmm. Correct.
So that scared me.
Seattle destroyed Minnesota about 3 weeks ago, too, which is where the team is going back to next weekend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're pretty well lined up, but let's face it, anyone can win any night. So you never know. No guarantees in the NFL, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm just feeling momentum. That's not on our side.
Well, the Patriots haven't looked bad the last 2 weeks, so that's
so you've got
wait.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know who that man is with the hoodie, but it's not Bill, and it's not
pretty.
They
need to get rid of him?
Oh, my God. The last 2 weeks? I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
The Patriots have a bye, too, right?
Yes.
And the Dolphins have a bye for the whole playoffs.
Yeah, a while. Uh-huh.
So she doesn't even have to play for months. It's no problem. Also on today's program, we're going to talk to people who accomplished their New Year's resolutions last year.
How about that?
You actually did it.
What percentage of people do you think accomplished their New Year's resolutions?
I would think it's easily below 10. I mean, yeah. I would think it's 3%.
And if it's something like you set out to do something as opposed to not do something, that's the difference.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting.
Mm. Thank you.
Well, I just read a study from the University of Scranton that said it is 8% people accomplish their New Year's resolutions. So the fact that we know people who chose to do something every day and did it is pretty remarkable.
Also on the program today, we're going to talk to Petros Papadakis, talking about college football and the championship game.
There's Star Wars porn. Did you guys know that?
Sure.
Star Wars porn.
I mean, no.
So we're going to give you some details on that. We have the ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort we're going to give away today. How about that? Giving away a ski trip.
That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet. And we're going to check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com like we do. We will take a break and come back with a showbiz beat next. That song's still a thing?
Yep.
With the banjos?
I'm surprised, too.
What?
I really thought that one would just fade away.
Well, everyone's familiar with the banjos because of all the politicking.
You know what? It's not right. It's not fair that after a long vacation, we have to come back to work, and then that's the first thing that has to fill our ear holes. That is not right. It's just cruel and inhuman, and HR is going to hear about this.
Did you hear his 2016 chunk?
That's what I'm referring to. That's why we all know 2016, because of all the politicking. This year is going to be easy because we've all been hearing about it so much. Like every other year you don't hear about leading up to New Year's Eve. Just a billion times they say what the next year is going to be.
If you don't think there's a difference in presidential election years in terms of how early we start hearing about them, though, you're wrong.
Let me tell you something. I've never been caught surprised on January 1 by what year it was. I never went, what, 2008? That's so strange. Who knew that was coming?
You have to write void and then do another one.
I had no idea. 2008 was right around the corner. Why didn't someone warn me? They should have talked about the fact that we're getting a new year. I'm shocked, sir. Shocked.
Politic is a word, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not right, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It ain't right.
Correct.
Because I'm into right and wrong, and that ain't right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Ralph Garman
this year
has
goes
returned.
That easy. It's smooth. That one of those weird tasting years.
Here's what I like about Bean. He doesn't ease into it.
No, he doesn't.
He just beans us right in the face.
Bean's back with a vengeance. Just, you really bang. It's the first round, and he just kind of just tags you, just takes it off the mat and just nails you.
I'm just as goddamn.
We're already stunned.
Ugh.
All right, can we move on?
That's the question. Can we move on?
Time for our first look at the showbiz beat. I'm sure there's a lot to catch up on, Ralph. What's happening?
Nah, nothing really.
Birthdays?
Got nothing. Should have put more work into this. In retrospect. Really have nothing to talk about. But it is Monday, so we can take a look at the weekend's box office, at least. Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Apparently, this science fiction film, Star Wars The Force Awakens, is doing
Taint
well
Wars.
No, Star Wars, Star Wars, I believe, is the name of it. Pulled another $88.3 million at the box office this weekend. Yeah.
Right? How close is it to the biggest movie of all time ever, Ralph?
It has just passed Marvel's The Avengers, Jurassic World, and Titanic.
Okay.
This weekend. That pulls it into second place just after Avatar on the all-time list for highest grossing domestic films. It is sixth in worldwide numbers, so it's still got ways to go before it becomes the world's most watched motion picture in the theaters, but it is second place right behind the Avatar.
And it still hasn't opened in China.
No, it's not.
And it's probably not going away here quite yet.
No,
as well.
Not.
Still some money to be made.
It was funny when we were talking about before it came out that it needed to make $1.5 billion to not be a flop, and it made that in like 2 weeks.
It only needs another $20 million at the box office to beat Avatar, by the way, to make it the top grossing film of all time in North America.
Wow. Fingers crossed.
Worldwide, it has to get another $1.2 billion to beat Avatar.
Don't be afraid. I feel it, too.
Right?
Yeah. Now that I've seen the film, that sounds nothing like Kylo Ren, too, on top of the fact that it's a cheesy piece of merchandise
really?
You got there, Kevin.
It's barely loud enough to even make out.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Sam.
I think we've all been waiting for this day for a long time. Daddy's Home did surprisingly well for itself. Also this weekend, made $30 million, made it number two at the box office. Then The Hateful Eight in limited release did very well, made $16.2
million. Anyone see that?
I have not seen
it yet. I saw Hateful Eight, yeah.
Seen 70 mil?
Well, I mean, yes, I did.
Yeah.
I saw the first couple of days of it, and then I had to take a little break.
Oh, Kevin.
I had to go home.
The attention span.
There's an intermission.
Mm-hmm.
There's an actual intermission. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Huh.
It's like 3 hours long, right?
It's, yeah, something like that. 3 hours 15 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So you watch for a while, and then it just goes intermission, and then you go, okay, I guess I should get up and go out.
Break, go to the bathroom, get yourself a refill on your soda pop.
But I waited for like a minute because I was afraid like maybe it was a joke or something,
yeah,
and they were going to continue
with those comedy intermissions.
I don't know. How many intermissions have you seen?
How many of those comedy intermissions are we going to fall prey to
mess you
before
up?
We start to wise up and just stay in our seats?
It's crazy that you keep falling for it, Kevin.
Oh, man. He's such a prankster. Tarantino.
Having said that, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I've heard it's beautiful and gory.
It is both, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Sisters
it has
was
a million words in it, right?
Yeah, it does, yes. And it's long. Did I mention that?
You did not.
Okay.
They should have put an intermission in. Right. You know, originally that's how Kill Bill was going to be presented.
Oh, it was, instead of two parts?
It was going to be a much longer film with an intermission, but they just opted to make two chapters out of it instead. Sisters was fourth. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip. The Road Chip. See, because a lot of people say Road Trip, but this is The Road Chip because they're chipmunks. You don't understand. They're chipmunks.
Yeah. Did you see that, Bean? Because I'll punch you right in the balls if you did.
Because I'm well known for my love of animated movies.
No, because you set your alarm to the effing chipmunks.
Well, Bean does love the chipmunks.
Yeah. I love the Chipmunks Christmas song for sure, but no, I haven't enjoyed or seen any of the Chipmunks.
All right, good.
Joy was sixth. The Big Short, Concussion, Point Break, and The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. Rounding out your top 10 films at the box office. Speaking of films, in terms of the award season that we're on the cusp of, the National Society of Film Critics handed out their awards last night. And Tom McCarthy's film Spotlight, about the Boston Globe reporters who uncovered sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, was named the best film of 2015 by the National Society of Film Critics. This is a very good indicator as you'll see, at least nominated for the Oscars. In fact, they've got a pretty good track record when it comes to picking Best Picture. So we can expect that at least to be nominated. Best Actor went to Michael B. Jordan for his work as Adonis Creed in the Rocky sequel Creed. Charlotte Rampling picked up the Lead Actress Award for her role in the drama 45 Years, which I know nothing about. But
it was good, 45 years. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
That sounds long, too. Wonder if that is an intermission. 45 years, that's a long film.
Probably no intermission.
I sat there anyway. I sat there. I didn't want to be taken for a fool by getting up to
the
intermission.
Pranked by one of those intermissions?
Next thing I know, everybody's laughing at me in the theater because I'm outside going to the bathroom. Sucker. So congratulations to all those winners. Today's celebrity birthdays, Diane Cannon. At one time, an actress of some note. Now these days, probably best known just for screaming at Lakers games. 79 years old today. R.E.M. singer Michael Stipe celebrates his 56th birthday. And Dave Foley, one of my faves, of course, from Kids in the Hall, but a successful solo career as well with news radio and other projects. 53 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Welcome into our first, and really, when you think about it, best radio show of 2016. Thanks for tuning in to K-Rock here this morning. It is Kevin and Bean back from vacation. A lot of stuff happened in the time we were gone. Kevin, I hope we have time to talk about it later, but tell me you saw or read about Steve Harvey announcing the wrong name of this universe.
That was my favorite thing ever.
Was that one of the greatest things you've ever seen on television?
That was my favorite thing ever.
And she just stood there for like 3 minutes until he finally came up and said, I named the wrong person. I'm sorry about that.
And
that
then, if I'm not mistaken, he then signed a multi-year deal to continue hosting that.
Yeah, the next day. Weird. Yeah.
I didn't understand. Then he tweeted after the Miss Universe pageant and misspelled both the Philippines and Colombia, the two countries. I mean, it was a cavalcade of bad. And that was one of my favorite things that happened. There was also some big music news that happened in December that we weren't on to talk about, including the announcement that LCD Sound System is reuniting and is going to be playing Coachella. And that's huge news. A lot of people love that act. And also a little group called Guns N' Roses is coming back. Now, this has been rumored for a million years, and it's something that the fans have certainly wanted, to see Axl Rose and Slash on the same stage together. They have not played together since 1993.
Wow. Jeez.
Isn't that unbelievable? And that's how powerful Guns N' Roses was, and how fondly people remember that band, is that they have been, since 1993, we've been saying, hey, how come Axl and Slash can't work together?
Allie, but then every once in a while, he would come out and do a version of with other people.
Yeah, with other guys.
Yeah, and it just wasn't the same at all.
Ever.
It wasn't the same. Allie, you probably were you strike me as someone who would have been really into Guns N' Roses.
I did. Love them a lot.
What happened to those two? What was it? Did they fight over a girl, or was it musical direction, or what was it?
I think Axl is just one of those typical lead singers.
Are you
just
positive they didn't fight over a girl?
It was a girl named Amy. And,
a lot of bands have broken up because of a girl.
Absolutely.
Just so you know.
No, it's just a typical lead singer stuff. Just ego.
Yeah.
Complete ego.
And Axl, to be fair, and I know we've got him on the line here, so I hope he's not paying attention. He seems like a dick, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I mean, Slash, from what we know about him and from what I've seen, seems like the nicest, easygoing guy in the world. He'd be happy to be out there and play in Guns N' Roses. It seems like, for whatever reason, Axl just wasn't down with it.
Yeah, that's true, but they're going to do it.
Well, the official announcement is going to be tomorrow night on our friend Jimmy Kimmel's show. Axl Rose is going to be the guest, and he's going to unveil some details, including how many of the original members of Guns N' Roses are going to be part of the process. So we are very excited about that. But until then, let's see what we can find out. We do have our old friend Axl Rose back on the show after a long, long time. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Axl?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Glad to be here. I don't know what you were saying because I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, good. I was actually hoping for that. So how exciting is this? Is this just a big cash grab, or are you genuinely excited about playing music with your old bandmates?
I can't wait to play with my old bandmates. Playing in Coachella, I heard it gets pretty hot. Oh, there's a breeze,
Well, it can get warm. What can you tell us about how you and Slash were able to come back together to the point where you think you can work now?
Slash and I, we sat down over a cup of coffee, put our problems behind us, and that girl Amy.
Where did you break up over the girl Amy?
That bitch Amy, she can't beat us, but we worked it out. We're gonna play Coachella.
Coachella, yeah. Now, there are reports that you are asking for up to $3 million per night on your tour, and perhaps much more than that for the Coachella appearance. That's crazy money, Axl.
We're asking for a lot of money for the Coachella concert, because hotels are really expensive, and I don't want to end up sleeping in my car.
Hotels are expensive. I mean,
that's
he has a point.
Good point, yeah.
I gotta find my keys!
But if you're going to get $3 million a gig, that means ticket prices are going to be insane.
No, we're giving them away.
Oh. Huh.
No singing there?
Yeah, they're going to be expensive. They're $275 per night. That's a lot of money for a guy with a bad facelift.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I wasn't going to take the cheap shot on your appearance, Axl, but not so much with the cornrows for this tour, right? We don't need to see that.
Some people think I got a facelift, but it's the cornrows. They pull my face aside, and ow, it hurts.
So without the braids, then, we're actually going to see your face, what it should look like over all these years since 93.
When I take my cornrows out of my hair, my face drops down, I look like a Sharpay with no hair.
I can't wait for that.
Better and better. All right. I'm in. I want to thank listener Tony for checking in this morning. He said, hey, Kevin Bean, it rained last night, so I'm going to follow the Kevin Bean rules, which is to leave late this morning and then just drive faster so that I'll be out on the roads for a shorter amount of time, which obviously just makes very, very good
sense. That makes
sense
to us, I think, is that you don't spend so much time on the road.
Right. It's got to be safer if people are on the road less, right? Because you got less cars on the road.
I mean, we haven't checked this technically, but that's just how we feel.
Sounds like science.
Yeah. This storm could be an actual, not one that people are just exaggerating. It could be the real deal. So we're going to check into our...
Oh, my God, it's raining!
Our favorite Nova Scotia weathercaster. We'll check in with Frankie McDonald coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, for the first time in 2016, our friend Harvey Levin back on the phone from TMZ.com. Harvey, we missed you, man.
I was just going to say that about you guys. I missed you, too.
We really missed you. How were your holidays? Did you work nonstop the whole time, or you get a little time off?
This is the most brutal time of year because everybody goes on vacation. So This is like the, you know, the guy in the band that plays like eight instruments.
Right. Oh, you mean everybody at TMZ goes on vacation and then you're there?
Yeah, it was brutal.
Aren't you the boss? Can't you just say, hey, everyone, I'm going on vacation. You stay here.
I am going to read that manual this year and figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like you've earned a little bit of time off. But we got a lot of stuff we want to cover, including the Chris Brown story that you broke over the weekend. We'll get to in a second. But I have to start by saying, when I saw the Bill Cosby mugshot over the holidays, I honestly thought that was something we were never going to see. Are you surprised that somebody finally basically is charging Bill Cosby for one of these sex crimes, Harvey?
I am. And you know, I'm going to say something that that will piss a lot of people off, but I really mean this. And this has nothing to do with whether Cosby did it or not.
Okay.
Did you see the news conference when they announced the charges?
I think I just saw clips of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
I did not know.
Do you know who? Do you know who it was who gave this? Who announced it? Well, a lot of the networks misreported it and said it was the district attorney for that county. And there was a reason.
This was the district attorney elect, right? That's who the guy you're talking about now?
He wasn't even in office when he made the announcement. He was a DA in that office, but it was done on a Wednesday. He didn't even take office until Friday, and yet he announced it. And the weird thing about this is he ran on a platform that Bill Cosby should be prosecuted.
Okay.
And so it's almost like the person who was leaving office just gave it to him and said, okay, just go ahead, take the microphone, fulfill your campaign promise, and prosecute Bill Cosby. Now, again, this has nothing to do with whether he did it or not. I just find it extremely upsetting and unsettling that people now are running for office based on I'll prosecute so-and-so, because then the majority of voters decide who gets prosecuted and who doesn't. That is not the way the American criminal justice system is supposed
right.
to work.
But period. I will say you're 99% right, except for Bill Cosby.
Listen, you know, bad cases make bad law. And, you know, this is a case where, okay, you could easily say, oh, because it's Bill Cosby, we'll let that skate. Well, then what's going to happen the next time? Then somebody's going to run on another platform. We're going to prosecute so-and-so. You don't want the criminal justice system based on majority rule. You do not want that.
You're absolutely right. And district attorney-elect, you're right. He ran on that, and it was a little bit of a power struggle in that office with the guy who was leaving. It's almost like they're just playing politics with this charge.
I guess, you know, it's funny because I am I think part of the thing that's fueling me on this, I don't know if you guys have seen it. Have you watched this show, Making a Murderer?
Yes. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And I mean, look, I'm not saying that's Cosby, but that is the most corrupt thing I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, you just don't want a criminal justice system working the way that one did.
Right. But it's Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You just can't do it.
I feel like I can.
Maybe the upside is at least somebody fulfilled their campaign promise, right?
See? Glass half full.
Glass half full.
All right, let me ask you just one more quick question, Harvey, and then we'll move on to some of the other things. And that is, one of the things that surprised me, and obviously it was right at the end of the 12-year statute of limitations in Pennsylvania, was that they said that they had new evidence. Like they made it sound like they hadn't charged him before because they didn't think they had enough evidence to prosecute it. Now they say they have new evidence. Is it going to be admissible that he admitted to drugging other women under oath and that has been revealed? Is that going to be at all admissible in this case?
Well, I mean, look, that's going to be a dogfight, and that is the new evidence. And one of the things I'm sure his lawyer is going to argue is that they were given an assurance that this would be confidential, so that he did this based on a confidentiality agreement that was approved by the civil judge. And then it was undermined and became public, which the DA then got and used to prosecute him. So I'm sure they're going to make the argument. I have no idea how it's going to come out.
And I also thought that Bill Cosby already paid this woman a civil suit sum. And I thought, but is it usually part of a civil suit payout? Hey, there won't be any criminal charges down the road, or if there weren't, you won't prosecute, or you won't testify against me, though.
It's illegal to do that. You cannot.
Oh. See, I got to tell you, I'm very disturbed by Bean's final question about four questions ago.
I'm sorry. I just.
But don't say final question then.
Harvey's the only lawyer I know.
Move on with your wife now.
Okay. All right. Let's move on and let's talk about.
It's supposed to be like 9 seconds on Cosby.
All right. I know. I apologize. Let's talk about something that I know Harvey is very excited about, and that is today on Channel 13 at 5:30 p.m. I sit down to watch Judge Judy or something. What am I going to see instead, Harvey?
Oh, God. No, she's on at 4.
Ah, okay, all right, good.
I am so excited about this, I can't even tell you. Well, I think I first talked about this with you guys.
You did, yeah.
Months
yes.
and months ago. So we created a game show, and I am so excited about this show. It's called South of Wilshire, and it, like you said, it airs on Channel 13 at 5:30 Monday through Friday, beginning today. And what we did was, you know, everybody thinks all, you know, celebrities go to Hollywood, celebrities go to Beverly Hills. There are all these places that, like, I mean, this started that this guy in my office, Van, basically dared me. He said, go to my black barbershop. And I said, okay. And I went, and I started going, and it was the most fun. And it was like a party in there. And they start talking about all these celebrities who come in. And then they're talking about, other, like, Jamaican restaurants where celebrities go, and this place and that place, and bars and restaurants and boxing gyms and all sorts of places. So we took a camera down there, and we went to merchants and customers and all these places, and they gave us clues on who the celebrities are. And it's fun. I mean, it's really fun. And then we play the game at Doolin's Restaurant, which is a soul food restaurant, 50th and Crenshaw. And we put a table out, and the three contestants watch these videos, and everybody's eating lunch, and they watch the videos, and they have to guess who the celebrities are. And it's like a party, and it's a really fun game.
And do they win money, or what's the prize?
They win money. They win money. And the person who wins the most throughout the course of the game is the big winner. And there's actually a celebrity at the end of every show who gives clues about himself or herself. It's a really fun. I'm so proud of the show, and my staff did such a good job on this. And I'm like, I cannot tell you. I'm like over the moon on this one.
Are you on the show, Harvey? Are you
no.
hosting?
I'm way too old.
and maybe way too white for this game, right?
Well, the host is really funny. The host is one of our camera guys from New York City who's this awesome guy that we've had for like 5 or 6 years. And his name's Adam Glenn. And he's just a funny, funny guy. And guys, do me a favor. Please watch it.
Absolutely.
You'll get it when you watch it. But he's fantastic. And I love the show. I'm so excited about this show.
I'm not getting that.
I really am. All right. Can't wait.
Your old school OG TMZ show airs throughout the day on Fox Channel 11. TMZ Live, of course, Monday through Friday at 4, also on Fox. TMZ Sports is now on Fox Sports 1. And now South of Wilshire, the brand new game show from the geniuses of TMZ, starts today on KCOP Channel 13 at 5:30 p.m. We will check it out. Harvey, we appreciate the time. Happy New Year. We'll do it again next time.
Same to you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got a free ski trip to give away to an actual mountain ski resort later on the program. Also, Monster Jam tickets for Angel Stadium as well. And Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat coming up in just a few minutes.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
Well, there have been some sprinkles here and there,
oh
but apparently...
Oh, my God, it's raining!
Apparently, there are a series of storms coming through Southern California this week, one right after another that is going to generate... What have you heard, Al? I've heard over an inch of rain in a lot of places.
Yeah, right? Starting today through late Thursday and then again on Saturday. We're going to die.
Pretty much all week.
Yes!
All I know, week, nothing but rain.
I know that a lot of people around the country rightfully make fun of what pussies Southern Californians are when it comes to weather. And an inch of rain is not a lot in a lot of places. But in a desert, with the way the roads are built in Southern California, yeah. They are not built for an inch of rain. It will cause problems.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, it's no good. And we're not trying to hype you up here, obviously. You're going to survive. But there is a man named Frankie McDonald who is pretty much the authority when it comes to weather, who I think is giving us some pretty good advice on what we need to keep in mind this week.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major storm is headed towards Los Angeles, California on Tuesday, January 5th, 2016. It's going to bring up to 30-plus millimeters of rain in Los Angeles, California.
Can he... millimeters? I mean, come on.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, but we're American.
But he's
translate it for us.
He's for the world, man.
And his surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a lot of rain. It's going to bring windy conditions with a lot of rain in Los Angeles, California. That's going to cause some landslides and mudslides.
Okay, there you go. That's also a problem.
Yeah.
Mudslides are for reals, yeah.
Since the ground is very dry in Los Angeles, California, the same major rainstorm is also going to hit San Diego, California, and the rest of Southern California.
That's my favorite thing is Los Angeles, San Diego, and whatever else is down there.
I mean, really.
In that area.
Including U.S.-Mexico border as well. It's going to bring a lot of rain. It's going to bring some windy conditions in Los Angeles, California, and the rest of Southern California, and the surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a lot of rain. Very strong winds. It's going to bring windy conditions with lots of rain in Los Angeles, California, and the surrounding areas on Tuesday, January 5th, 2016. People in Los Angeles, California, be prepared.
All right, now be prepared. Now, This is what we need to do to be prepared. Okay. And I was having a little bit of a trouble making sure that I understood all of how to be prepared.
Okay.
So help me out.
He has a very lengthy checklist.
Yeah, he does. He's very thorough.
Have your rubber ready for ankle, ready for eight, suits ready.
Okay, got it. What?
Get your rain suits ready, I believe.
And rubber and rain boots,
oh,
rubber,
too, maybe?
Oh. Have your rubber ready for ankle, ready for eight, suits ready. When it goes outside.
Yes. Rubber boots, raincoats, get your rain
suits
stuff
ready.
Yes.
Okay. Wear your rain gear. Wear your rubber boots, wear your raincoats to keep you dry. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food.
Now, I'm pretty sure he said pizza and Chinese food.
Yes.
Right. Order that ahead of time.
Yes.
Just to have it
just
in
because,
the house.
Because, like, if it starts raining, maybe they won't be able to deliver.
Or so many people ordering, it'll take a lot of time. Oh, Frankie, thank you.
So order pizza ahead of time.
Smart.
This guy's thinking.
Oh. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Hey, for iPads, charge. Hey, for iPods, charge. Hey, for cell phones, charge. Hey, for laptops, charge. Hey, for tablets, charge.
That's a great point.
What was
because
it?
If the electricity goes out, you want your iPads charged, your iPhones charged,
everything
charged.
I thought he was saying F your iPod, F everything.
I thought he was saying charge.
Them charged.
Yeah.
But see, I was confused because I thought, why do you need to have them charged ahead of time? You're just going to be at home anyway. Just plug them in at home.
It didn't occur to me
what Allie said.
The heavy winds, heavy rains.
Heavy winds. Power outages, of course. Frankie,
hey, for
so
iPads,
smart.
Search. Hey, for iPods, search. Hey, for cell phones, search. Hey, for laptops, search. Hey, for tablets, search. Hey, for 3G, 4G, ready. I recommend people in Los Angeles to wear your rain gear, rubber boots, your ankle to keep you dry. Have your umbrella ready as well. When you go for a walk, don't walk to the puddles. Avoid the puddles when you go for a walk.
Okay, now that's good advice. If you're walking, don't walk into the puddles.
What's his concern about that?
There's water there, Bean.
Right, but we're wearing our rain boots.
Yes,
yeah, we're wearing our rain boots. It's like you should walk through the puddles and enjoy it. Have fun.
But you don't know how deep the water puddle is, Bean.
You know
that's true,
right? Plus, with the heavy winds, power lines could be
power
down.
Lines.
That could be standing water ready
yes.
to electrocute you.
Yeah. No, Frankie,
once again,
second guess
right.
Frankie, Bean.
No, you're right. You're right.
When you drive the car, don't drive to the puddles. Avoid the puddles when you drive the car in Los Angeles, California, and the surrounding areas on Tuesday, January 5th.
Now, wait, stop you right there. Great advice. Most people see a puddle in the road and they go, I'm in a car. I'm just going to go right through that. Did you see some of those people in Texas over the holiday that ended up losing their cars, some losing their lives going through puddles that they didn't realize how deep they were?
I did not see that, no.
Very serious. Very good. Again, great advice from Frankie McDonald with the upcoming storm.
2016 as well. If everybody living in Los Angeles, California, be prepared for a major storm on Tuesday, January 5th, 2016. Best luck, yeah. People in Los Angeles, California, be prepared for a major storm on Tuesday, January 5th, 2016.
Right.
Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in a major storm. Stay dry and be safe.
Thank you.
How do you not get caught in a major storm, though, if it's going to happen in Los Angeles?
We're inside. We're eating pizza and Chinese food.
That's right.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of it. 106.7 K-Rock is...
Woo-hoo!
KROQ. This
woo-hoo!
Is...
Woo-hoo!
Kevin and Bean Show.
Woo-hoo!
2016! Woo-hoo! Party!
That song's over, though,
oh.
Ralph.
Oh,
hey, Petros Papadakis talks college football. Oh. Andrew Siciliano talks the NFL. And Ralph Garman is here with another look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean show. What's going on?
Petros, a big pig on his lap last night.
You see that?
What's going
that?
On?
Yeah. Him and Wilbur snuggling. Fred Rogan just giving away Barca loungers. Putting his wig on straight. What's going on that show?
Petros got down on the floor
it's
and
nonsense.
Spooned with that pig, by the way.
Yes, well, last night on Wilbur.
TV. Ah, he does.
It's just straight nonsense.
It is. It's a nonsense
I love
show.
It.
Speaking of pee. And me.
Yes.
And thee.
Yes.
Tonight.
What?
Kicks off.
Oh,
what?
No.
Oh, no. Brand no, new no, season no, of no, the no. Match.
No.
What are you talking about? We've come to love that show, B.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We've come to love that show.
Seriously.
I forgot the bit.
That's a new year. I'm confused.
I forgot the bit. It's not a bit. It might be the
no,
best
no.
show ever.
This year's
no,
going down smoothly, but I forget how the show works.
I guess the world's all topsy-turvy today, isn't it?
All that politicking I've been doing.
Look, I forget what our comedy take on that show was.
I didn't hit the ground running, maybe, necessarily, out of the gate. But, yeah, Bachelor, woo! Woo-hoo! I'm fine. So, what do you think, Rob?
It's like the cliff notes. To me, it's like a primer on how we do our show.
Because the rest of us give our opinions, and he just hears and reads things. It's not. There's nothing real there, so he just says it.
And then he's what is your thought, Ralph, on The Bachelor, which was already 11 hours long, now adding an after-the-show show?
The Bachelor after the Rose.
Yes. Are you
yes.
down? You're down.
Way down.
Okay. All right. And Harrison's hosting that one, too?
Yeah, Harrison Ford's going to be hosting.
It's going to be great.
Chris Harrison.
Yes, he hosts. And
okay.
And
right.
they have special guest fans on that show.
Oh. Is one of them going to be Ralph Garman?
So, I don't know. I'm going to pitch myself early
oh, you
this
gotta
season.
Do it.
And see if my buddy Chris H. will give me a phone call here.
It's Bobby!
Bobby has nothing to do with oh. it. It would be me as me.
Bean, just for a refresher course, you don't have to watch it because Ralph and P watch it, and then
okay.
they give us the update.
All right, and then we enjoy that very much.
Right.
Do you see Ben during the Rose Parade?
See what?
See Ben on the Bachelor float?
No.
During the Rose Parade?
You know why? Rose Parade.
Oh, he was waving.
Oh.
He was all there waving, surrounded
was
by flowers.
He? Wow. Yeah, must have been great.
A lot of flowers and seeds made up
sure.
that float.
And did he do anything else but wave?
He waved.
Uh-huh, and then?
And he was sitting there in his tux.
Right.
Looking very bachelor-y.
And waving
he had
still?
Had a seatbelt on. I thought, how fast is that float going that Ben H. needs a seatbelt? Are they just going to slam on the brakes in the
right
middle
there.
Of the Rose Parade and he's going to go flying into the hot tub? They did have a hot tub on the float, by the way, which I thought was pretty cool. But yeah, tonight, new Bachelor. Just give me a heads up. All right, it's Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. No surprise, Star Wars The Force Awakens continues to be a financial juggernaut. $88.3 million it made this weekend.
Taint Wars.
No, Star Wars. Only needs another $20 million at the box office to beat Avatar and make it the top grossing film of all time in North America. Worldwide has to earn another $1.2 billion before it beats Avatar, but look, I wouldn't put anything past this movie.
Same.
People seem to be enjoying it.
That's my John.
That's my John, Star Wars. Have we been back since Star Wars?
No.
No. No.
We haven't even talked about it.
Haven't talked about it at all.
I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it.
I did too. I have one problem with it, but we don't have time.
I have a problem with it too.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's the same
problem. We don't have time right here, but.
I have a problem with it too.
All right.
Wait, you went to a movie theater, Bean?
I did.
No.
It was on the island.
Wait, really?
No,
no.
You didn't.
It was on the island.
No.
He read
a review from somebody that saw it.
I do like it. I don't like it. I forget.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
You're such a big liar. You
tomorrow,
to
I was going to pitch this to you guys. I think we should take phone calls from people who have problems with Star Wars. Look, it's universally loved and all of us loved it, but .. I think that would be a fun
right.
topic.
That's fine with me.
It's a great film. It was a great time at the movies.
A great time at the movies.
But
agreed.
I think it just missed the mark. It could have been one of the great movies of all time. But I think it came up a little short. I think that it's got some issues.
I have one issue with it, but I saw it twice and probably will again. I love it.
Carrie Fisher's duck face?
No, that wasn't it.
How dare you?
That wasn't it.
What do you mean?
she doesn't do this?
She is a goddess.
Does she do this?
She had pursed lips because she's the general, and she's going through a lot of stress.
I'm pursing. I'm general pursing.
Her son is a dick. General pursing.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, Star Wars. Lots of money. Daddy's Home. Will Ferrell. Mark Wahlberg. $29 million. Let's round it up, make it 30. Who's watching? Number two at the box office. The Hateful Eight was third, $16.2 million. Then Sisters, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip was fifth. Joy, The Big Short, Concussion, Point Break, and The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. Rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office. Speaking of spacey things, the U.S. Postal Service has announced putting out a series of Star Trek stamps honoring the show's 50th anniversary.
Okay.
Which will be this year? Yeah, I think they certainly deserve stamps. Why not?
They deserve stamps.
They deserve stamps. All I'm saying is, never mind. I don't want to get into it.
All right.
There's another TV series that also is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Actually, in a couple days. I'm just saying. On January 12th, 1966.
Right.
Another TV series.
I can't think of that.
Made a big impression on the world, also debuted.
A show that Ralph would bring up? I can't think of anything that comes to mind.
Oh, Peanuts.
No, TV show I like to call
Batman. Batman. Knock, Knock Life.
What? Yes, Batman. Kevin, 50 years ago, Knock, Knock Life.
I don't know how long it was on, but it seemed like forever.
It was less than 50 years.
Really seemed like a long time.
I think it aired twice, Kevin.
But Star Trek, of course, had the popular movie series and, you know, the franchise, and they got the new one coming out. So,
and you saw the unveiling of the new Pluto stamps that are coming out this year, too, right? The Pluto stamps? We're talking about new stamps for this year? You got a whole series of stamps from the New Horizons mission to Pluto?
The stamps will be apparently the Starship Enterprise, of course, a silhouette of a crew member being beamed up by a transporter, a top view of the starship, and then the Vulcan salute, the legendary split-fingered, live-long-and-prosperous salute. So, there you go. Trekkers and Star Wars fans, everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dave Foley, one of the kids in the hall. And, of course, a successful career in his own right, 53 years old today. Michael Stipe turns 56, singer of R.E.M., and Diane Cannon. Legendary Laker fan, 79. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is our first show for 2016. Thanks so much for tuning in. We very much appreciate it. We missed you. We're glad to be back. A lot of people here on January 4th, Kevin, have probably already broken their New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
They don't always stick. But I applaud the effort. I know you hate New Year's resolutions.
Well, I feel like people do them in a stupid way, which is to say that I'm going to eat more healthy. And then as soon as you have one bad meal, then that's it. It's off. And you don't even try for the rest of the year.
Right.
That's a fail right there.
Yeah. People do have problems continuing forward. If they have that one Taco Bell at 3 a.m., they feel like their resolution is shot. They can no longer eat healthy, and now it's just junk food in all the rest of the year. You're right. That's not the way to handle it. Occasionally, people do have a New Year's resolution that works for them, that sticks. I read about a guy over the holiday. His name is Derek Salamanca, I think. He decided last year that he was going to run a mile every day. Now, he wasn't a fat guy. It wasn't for weight loss. He just decided he wanted to do it. And he did for 365 days. He ran a mile every single day. And he videoed and took a little snippet of each of those walks and then put together this video at the end of the year. And he said the reason he did it was to show himself and to show the world that it's impossible to do big things, but it's easy to do little things. He could never have run 365 miles, but if you space it out over 365 days, now you can accomplish a big thing.
Well, he did show the world that.
Mm. That's what his mission was. So is that a lame New Year's resolution?
Yeah, maybe up it by a mile every once in a while. If he's doing a mile a day, you can go 2 miles.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So he ran 365 miles last year. Not enough for you.
Week.
Okay. All right. What about our little friend Casey, who works here on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Who made a ridiculous New Year's resolution heading into 2015 and actually is here today to tell us that she accomplished it. Hi, Casey.
I did. Hello. Good morning.
So refresh our memory for folks who haven't heard us talk to you about this before.
I hate New Year's resolutions. I think they're crap because, like Kevin said, you fail early on and then you just say screw it for the whole rest of the year.
Right.
So instead, I was kind of doing like an anti-resolution resolution. I guess it was is not like I'm cutting this out or I'm doing it. It's like, you know what? I have free time. I'm going to go see a movie every day in the theater for all of 2015.
How is that an anti-resolution?
Because it wasn't really a New Year's resolution.
Not a like, resolution
gonna,
hipster.
It wasn't like, I'm going to change. It's like, I'm going to change this about my life to better myself. There's no really betterment. There's,
okay.
Is that a word? I don't know.
So you're going to watch a movie a day for the entire year in a theater.
In a theater. See, that's a anybody can sit on their butt on the couch
right.
and watch Netflix.
But
all
you
day.
Can sit on your butt.
In a theater.
Okay. It takes a lot of planning, and I can't – and my whole thing was I can't repeat a movie.
Right.
So it can't be something that I've seen this calendar year. So if okay. I saw – I can't even remember half the stuff that came out last year. But like,
good. So that's good.
I know. But like, if I saw something, I couldn't see it again 2 months from now because
right.
there's nothing else to see. But
like
in L.A.
– You couldn't be like Kevin and see Star Wars twice over Christmas, for instance. You could see Star Wars
well,
one day.
I did do that, but – but it didn't
but
count
that
for
didn't
the
count for the okay
right.
for the resolution. Now,
yeah.
So you did it 365 days in a row.
That is true.
And it was completely worthless, right? I mean, really,
are you glad you did it at the end of it?
What's
or
the
do you
point
think it was
that?
A colossal waste of time because there were a lot of days in the calendar year that you probably didn't want to go to the movies
oh,
and forced
yeah.
yourself and probably did a lot of movies you wouldn't have seen ordinarily that you didn't like and it was a big waste of your time.
Oh, I saw a lot of trash and I knew that going into it that I was just going to see a lot of just total low budget BS
right.
you know, crap. But am I glad I did it? I think so because I
Ow. Sorry.
I set a goal. I accomplished it. You know, there's no fault in that. There's no hate.
Well, no, but there's no was it worth it?
Sure. Like I said, I set a goal. I accomplished it.
Right, but you could have set a goal of hitting yourself in the face every day for a year and accomplish it. It doesn't mean it's worth doing.
That actually probably would have been more fun to watch for everybody else.
Did you write a blog? Are you writing a book? Is there something that comes out of it other than just you having gone to movies?
I have a full running list. I actually started a blog that I ended up getting too lazy to finish.
Okay, so you quit the blog.
In like August.
Good. All right.
Because that's when I started.
You went all the way to August and then quit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, if I can remember correctly. I think it was around August because I started traveling. I went to New Orleans in August and then almost failed. Oh, man.
That must have been so crazy. At some point when it was 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, that was awful.
Right. And you hadn't seen a movie yet. You had to think, this is a dumb resolution.
Yeah.
I'm all right missing one.
Yeah. I struggled on Christmas Eve because I was with family stuff. You know, all
hey, everybody,
long.
I'll be right back, but yeah. I got to go see
and
a movie.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to L.A. And then I'm like thinking, oh, crap. It's 10:30 at night. What can I go see that I haven't seen?
And then you realized how dumb that was.
Well, I realized it was dumb
quit.
A long time ago.
Okay.
But I didn't quit.
You didn't
And then
quit.
I did get to the last day of the year, though, and think, oh, it's the 31st. What if I just didn't go today?
See, that would be my thinking is how funny would that be?
How tough is it to find an open movie theater on Christmas Eve close to midnight?
Not. Yeah, everything's open. I went to the Arclight Sherman Oaks at 11:35 at night and saw Joy.
Okay. All right. Well, how'd you like that, by the way?
Did not care for it so much.
Okay. All right. We thought it would be interesting. Oftentimes in the past, we have taken your calls on resolutions that you have busted. We thought it would be interesting to find other people like Casey who had a New Year's resolution for last year and accomplished it.
Now, it doesn't have to be as dumb as Casey's.
No,
it certainly
doesn't.
I had a better one this year, though.
Well, hang on. Before we get started,
I can't wait to hear this.
So you came up with a resolution New Year's Eve 2014 into 2015, and here we are a year later, and you can say, I stuck to it. I did the thing I said I was going to do. What kinds of things do you think we're going to get, or what are we looking for here, Kevin?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the ones that are common are lose weight and stop smoking and stuff like that, but I can't imagine people were able to accomplish that all year. But
like,
maybe.
Cut out soda. I know a lot of people are like, I'm going to cut out soda for, you know, the year.
Yeah, I have a friend who did that, who drank a Diet Coke for every day for her entire life since she was one day old. And then she last year she gave it up and she was fine. She was happy. She didn't care that much and she did it the whole year.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
That's impressive.
Okay. All right. So you accomplished a New Year's resolution all of last year. We want to hear from you. I don't know what we're going to get, but your phone lines are open at 1-800-520-1067. You can also always text the Kevin and Bean Show at the number 2 K-Rock 25767. All right. Casey, so that's done.
Yeah.
Have you been to any movies?
Bean, you said done. You meant dumb.
Have you been to any movies in 2016 yet?
I did go on the first, and then I did not.
On the first day that you didn't have to go, you still went?
Yeah, because I really wanted to see Hateful Eight in 70mm.
Okay.
So I did that, and then I didn't go on the second.
Oh,
and then
did
I saw
that
Star
feel so good?
A little bit. It was weird. Second. But then I saw Star Wars again yesterday.
All right. What's your new resolution for 2016?
I'm keeping it super simple, but it's going to be awesome because burgers are the best thing ever.
Right.
And I love Grill-A-Mall burgers in Alhambra.
Okay.
And they have like this, they're, you know, like heavy metal based, blah, 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 whatever, like themed. And so they have a burger of the month every month. And I'm always kicking myself for not going and eating their awesome burger when I see it. I'm like, oh, crap, I missed that burger. So this year, I'm just eating their burger of the month
every
once
day?
A month. No, once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Wait, that's
I'm tackling all
that's
12
a horrible New Year's resolution.
It's wonderful.
12, that's it?
Yeah.
You saw 365 movies in a theater last year. Now you're going to go to a fast food place once a month.
Because burgers are great.
I agree, burgers are great. So I'm finding fault with once a month.
Sit down.
Can a resolution be once a month? Or
so one is too much and now this one is too little.
Well, I'm saying, could you just do a resolution like one time a year? One time this year, I'd like to do something. And then do it. Boom.
Did you stick with it?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm saying, is that valid?
It was a resolution. Sure.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Sure.
All right. Let's take a couple of calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Jeff, for instance. He's in Garden Grove. Let's find out what he said he was going to do for 2015 that he accomplished. Jeff, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show, my friend. You're our first caller for the new year. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. All right. What was your resolution?
I opened my girlfriend's door every day of the year to get in the car. It was something silly, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. And it made it always to the end.
So it was romantic. She liked it.
It was just something to be romantic, something to be funny about, and she enjoyed it. It was fun.
How many?
Is this, like, literally her car door is this code?
It sounds like a euphemism.
Right. I got in the car. I opened the door for
her.
Okay.
Right.
There was like a handful of times where I was not able to get to it, but. No,
well, wait a minute. Hold on. You said you accomplished it.
But he said every day, not every time.
Okay, but so you did it every day.
I attempted every time.
Well, were there days that you didn't open her door?
There was a handful.
Then you fail, sir. You fail.
I couldn't do anything about that.
Sit down.
All right, you are not a winner, Jeff. But
plot twist.
I appreciate it.
They broke up in September.
Yes.
So that's the weird part.
I like it. I like that you're a first caller, Jeff, and you fail. Good work.
He is very representative of the Kevin Bean audience. All right, Sarah, you hang on. Angela, you as well. We're taking your calls. What's the New Year's resolution you accomplished in 2015? Maybe it will inspire others. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's right after this on K-Rock. I think I'm going to try to dial down the sexy a little bit in 2016. Just like mess with myself a little bit with the hair and get a little stubble going, stuff like that. Just so I'm just so not so goddamn irresistible when I walk outside.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is.
Right.
It's
sure.
Chicks just follow you everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just so tired
of
being
treated
like a piece of meat.
Sure.
All right. Welcome to the Kevin Beach Show here on Monday. We're talking about New Year's resolutions that you accomplished last year. 2015 came and went and you did the thing you said you were going to do.
I got to tell you, we don't have a lot of calls.
and both of the people that we've talked to in studio and on the phone had really, really lame resolutions that they accomplished or got close to. But let's see. Maybe Sarah's going to turn us around. All She's in Monterey Park. Angela, you hang on. David, you as well. We will get to you right away. 1-800-520-1067. Sarah, thanks for calling and holding on. Tell us about your resolution for last year that you accomplished.
Hi. Good morning, Kevin and Bing. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too.
I don't know if this is lame, but I've actually done it for the past 3 years. I write down every single thing that I do every day for the entire year.
Everything?
Every single thing.
In how much detail?
Yeah, I mean, aren't there things that you do that don't deserve to be written down?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if I don't do anything, I'll just say, sat on my ass and watch TV, fell asleep. but if I go out and do something exciting, I would love to remember it. You know, I went to 3 concerts last year. You know, did exciting things with my family. You know, I'd write down
I'm so excited here on our first broadcast of 2016 to welcome our old friend, the
Yay!
P, Petros Papadakis from the Petros and Money Radio Show on Fox Sports Radio AM 570 on for our first day back. Hey, how are you, P?
Hey, Happy New Year. Way to go. Congratulations on making it another year. Thank you for having me. And guess what?
What?
there'll be a double dip of Petros Papadakis like a Philippe's French dip sandwich tomorrow.
Yeah, the Bachelor Report.
That's right. You guys better strap up. I thought I had a week of incubation in 2016, but Dave, the King of Mexico, just broke the bad news to me.
Bad news? You love The Bachelor. Are you kidding me?
It's become a real it used to be a labor of love, and now it's just a labor.
Wow. Oh, I'm so sad that they've lost you, Pete.
But I'm fine with that because I like the segment.
Yeah, well, I'm bitter. You know, Ralph is celebratory because he likes Chris Harrison, and he thinks he's going to be the next Bachelor or something. Because I don't know why he's so nice to Chris Harrison. He's the worst person in the world.
He's not a bad guy.
He seems like a really,
Look at you guys. You guys want to be on the show too? Huh?
No,
like
he's a good. He's a good host.
Like Kimmel? No, yeah. Well, he might be a good host, but how can you be a good host when you have hands the size of an infant?
All right, we'll save our Bachelor talk for tomorrow. We got a bunch of college football stuff.
Hold the cards.
We got a bunch of college football stuff we want to talk about, and let me bring our off-air conversation on the air for a moment with you, P, because you are a college football authority. Are we at the point now? And I know the complaint has been for years there are too many bowl games, but now there are really, really too many bowl games that mean nothing with teams you don't care about. Some of them barely have winning records. Are they diluting this product so much that it's hard to get excited about anymore?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, I mean, there's money to be made with these bowl games, and they're played. They slot them out to where they're not on at the same time most of the time.
The sponsors are pretty weak, though.
Yeah. And
then you got Motel 6, and I think Chips was one of them. The TV show.
Tostitos is actually out of the game. No. Tostitos got beat out by Battle Frog. I don't even know what a Battle Frog is.
I don't either.
Yeah, for the Fiesta Bowl. But the truth is, look, the money, these people are flush with money. The bowl games with the title sponsorship and the TV deals, even if there's three people in the stands, that's just secondary revenue for them. I know I sound like Matt now. Talking about finance and stuff.
Right.
But
it's a win-win-win, basically, is what you're saying.
Everybody.
There are no losers.
There's never been – football has never been more volatile as far as, you know, what's going to happen, who's going to play, how violent is this sport, how long can it continue. That's true, but it's also never been more lucrative. It's become something where there's so much money to be made. For a guy like me that's been working in the media for 15 years around the sport – it blows my mind how much interest there is in football.
I have to say that
there's not too many games. In fact, there's probably going to be more. I mean, in a few years, we're probably going to expand to an 8-game playoff, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Was there a game on New Year's Eve?
There was two. Or there was three. It's mostly because of the negotiation of how the college – you have to, first of all, maybe this is too complicated for your listeners.
For us.
The college football playoff is not run by the NCAA.
Okay.
It's a separate for-profit organization, company that is built to run this college football playoff.
Okay.
And they have to deal with all the bowl games. And in their negotiation, you know, the Rose Bowl has to be played at a certain time on New Year's Day, unless it's the championship game. You know, there's all these weird diluted contract stipulations. So now they end up having two games, and we're locked in like this for a few years, the two semifinal games on New Year's Eve. Remember seeing the commercial with Nick Young and Jimmy Kimmel on ABC and ESPN all year where they're singing the college football movie
right.
Awesome on New Year's Eve?
Right.
That was it. They were trying to tell you that there were games on New Year's Eve. The problem is they were down 40% or something this year because those games were on New Year's Eve. No matter how big of a football fan you are, there's people that have some idiot wife who thinks it's cool to go out on New Year's Eve and still doesn't realize that it's this amateur night. Most people are hunkered down to watch football on New Year's
Day. It is amateur night, but I don't really watch New Year's Eve football.
Most people don't.
Okay.
You know, most people are conditioned. That's the weird thing. It's like college football, for the last 100 years, has conditioned everybody to wake up on New Year's Day, and unless you're some kind of old woman, watch football, not the parade. And that's just what it is. And they're trying to kind of tweak that, and it really hurt their product.
So New Year's Eve, it was the Depends Bowl and then the Pedialyte Bowl.
No, it was two big championship games. It was the Cotton Bowl and the two play-in games for the championship.
But P, couldn't part of the – you're absolutely right. New Year's Eve, a lot of people have plans. But both games were blowouts, too. That can't have helped.
It didn't help, but you're not down 40% unless you really screwed yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess.
Now, is tonight's Thin Mint Bowl, is this the championship?
No, tonight's the Massengill Bowl.
Oh, Massengill. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize. Is it the championship tonight?
I believe so.
Hey, I played in the Hyundai Sun Bowl, okay?
Way better.
Remember the Blue Bonnet Bowl?
Yes, yes.
So, it used to be the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, and now we have the Foster Farms Bowl with all the singing chickens, and all you can think about is chicken slaughter. There is no game tonight. Games are over.
There's a game next Monday, though, right?
Right. There's a game next Monday night. It's going to be between Alabama and Clemson. And it's going to be all Southern and all hillbillies, and they're going to have hitching posts outside the stadium for the horses and covered wagons.
Okay.
And they're going to play it on Monday night.
And that's the championship game?
That is it.
And there's nothing this week. Zero games this week.
No, we had the last game 2 nights ago between Arizona State and West Virginia, and that was the Motel 6 Bowl.
Oh, right, Motel 6. All right, Pete, let me ask you about a couple other games real quick, just because we haven't been able to speak because we have all been off the air. And that is, first of all, Oregon Ducks collapse against TCU. They were up 31-0 at the half and lost the game. Have you ever seen a worse collapse on a bigger stage in college football history?
No. Okay. No. We gave up the biggest lead in the history of the USC-Notre Dame game. In 1999, and I was there on the trip. I was in crutches and in a wheelchair most of the time, but on crutches on the sideline with a bunch of pins sticking out of my foot.
Right.
And I'll never forget it because it was the biggest lead ever given up in that rivalry, which is a great storied rivalry, much more storied than TCU versus Oregon.
Of course, yeah.
And
how many points was that, Pete?
It was like 21 or 28. But right. The funny part was, you know, the place was going absolutely bat-ass. I mean, it's 85,000 people or whatever in South Bend, and they're going nuts. They're coming back and beating USC. And right behind me in my crutches was sitting the great Dick Vitale with both his daughters. The place was going wild. And I look back at him right at the peak of everybody's frenzy and euphoria for Notre Dame, and he was dead asleep. Just so old. I mean, that was 15, 16 years ago, and he was old. I mean, the guy's still old. I mean, how old is he? He's like Larry King out there.
All right. The other thing I wanted to ask is,
dead man couldn't sleep in that freaking stadium, and he was out. It was Oregon. Look, when it starts to, when you're a rhythm team and it starts to get away from you, it's really hard to get back. And
they lost their quarterback,
and that was pretty much it. Yeah. I've never seen a quarterback mean more to the Oregon team as Vernon Adams did.
That was the Pop-Tart Bowl, right?
It was the Organic Jammy Sammy Bowl.
Okay, all right, good. All right, last question, P. And again, it was another blowout, and I'm going to talk about the Rose Bowl game for 1 second. Are Heisman voters now regretting not giving the trophy to Christian McCaffrey after that game?
No, because they're a bunch of red-faced hillbilly Southern morons. I don't care so much about the Heisman voting. I don't have a vote. I've always thought the incongruity of it was kind of the same as college football is, just a lot of contradictions, and that's part of what we like about the sport.
It sounds racist.
Well, because he's a white tailback? Are you calling reverse racism because the white tailback?
I was calling racism on you, Pete.
Why am I racist?
All right, so they don't care. They don't care at all.
No one is ever going to have a better season than Christian McCaffrey had this last season.
Uh-huh.
And it's a shame that cannot be rewarded because he's at a school that doesn't have much of a fan base other than Condoleezza Rice.
Right.
And then they don't have...
And she can only make so much noise.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm being honest. Look, I did a Pac-12 championship game at Stanford to go to the Rose Bowl for the first time since the year 2000 or something, and the place was like a third empty or more than that.
Wow.
I mean, they don't care about their foot. So they don't, you know, a lot of what sets guys back, Stanford's had three guys in the last few years, Andrew Luck, Toby Gerhardt, and Christian McCaffrey. I think Andrew Luck twice. become second runner-ups in the Heisman or first runner-up or whatever. Sorry to sound like Steve Harvey. you know, the truth is there's something to that. First of all, it's very hard to win the Heisman from the West Coast if you don't play at USC. I know the guy at Oregon did it last year, which is a total anomaly. And the second part is it's really hard to get attention for a little tiny white tailback at Stanford when most people are watching Alabama and LSU and these teams during the day, and they don't watch the West Coast games late at night.
That was a really smart and informed opinion, P. I did not expect that from you. Thank you for that.
Last night I was laying down with a pig.
I saw that. I saw you spooning Wilbur. That was pretty good on the show.
You know what? You'll be so happy.
What the F was that about?
We bring a pig in for me to cuddle the last night of the challenge on ABC every single year. But I went to Michelli's Pizza afterwards.
And you did not get pepperoni.
And you did not get pepperoni.
Just mushroom and olive, baby.
Oh, good.
Look at that.
Good. All right, listen.
People with me got pepperoni despite me.
The P is on with Money, Matt Money Smith on Fox Sports Radio AM 570 once again this afternoon. And then we'll talk to you again tomorrow with our first Bachelor Report for the new year. How's that sound, P?
I can't wait. Popo's out. Thank you.
Popo's out to you.
Happy New Year.
You too, P. Thanks, dude.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat with our friend Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, do you do anything fun over the holidays? By the way, I don't think we've heard from you.
Yes.
What'd you do?
Fun things.
Yeah?
Things
you out of town at all?
Fun. Much fun was had by all the people who like fun.
Travel at all?
Yes. And had fun.
Lack of personal details here.
I'm sensing it.
I'm on DL, man. You can't know.
I'm not stalking or anything.
Yeah, you can't
make
know.
Make an office chatter.
You can't
all.
Know.
Hey, what'd you do over the holidays? Pretty standard question. First day back. That's all.
Yeah.
Is it Bean? Is it just Bean can't know?
Just Bean can't
know. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay, I got you.
Is that thing? Is that thing?
How dare you? Hey, Andrew Siciliano next hour from the NFL Network talking pro football. Plus, we've got the ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado. We're going to give you that as well. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Speaking of things I did over the week, a couple weeks we were gone, there may need to be a call-in topic where we discuss what the proper etiquette is, what's allowed and what's not allowed when you are a fan of a visiting team at a sports event.
Uh-oh. Oh, I like it. I like it. Why? Because you went to the Kings game?
I went to the Kings game. Kings Flyers game was on January 2nd.
I forget who won that
Saturday.
Game.
Oh, the Kings
oh,
did.
Oh, the Kings won that game. Yeah.
Barely. If there had been five periods, man, there's no way they would have won that game. But I saw the most fascinating display I'd ever seen before. And I thought Philadelphia fans were uptight. But the Flyers finally scored the midway through the third period. And the smattering of Flyers fans that were there stood up and applauded. Well, this guy went ape-ass.
Kings fan.
Kings fan.
Yeah.
When that happened.
Well, that's 100% completely legitimate to applaud for your team.
Of course it is. But there was a couple Flyers fans in my section, and, you know, there was around. And they stood up and they cheered when the goal happened. This guy went ballistic. Sit down! You have no class!
It was Donald Trump.
This is garbage! You don't do that! You sit down! You shut up! I was like, this guy expects fans from the opposing team not to cheer simply because it's not the home team?
He wants to look over and see him sitting on their hands?
He lost his mind!
I'm not going to say anything.
When some people down the few rows in front of him stood up and started to cheer. Lost his mind!
I saw the opposite, which was there were some Philadelphia fans there who were being a-holes, and I was surprised that Kings fans didn't beat them down. Oh, score! Like, pointing at them, score, not you! Like, what's going on? For both sides. You know, those Kings fans, very cool. They're like, hey, no worries, we got this.
But these people weren't doing anything but standing up and applauding.
Oh, no, I understand what you're saying.
Well, you aided my story considerably. Thank you.
Like, I'm not trying to put
monkey wrench in it and taking another direction.
I'm saying both happen.
I understand
but
that,
but
I'm not
with
talking
your
about
topic of what is acceptable.
Fans. I'm talking about, can you cheer for your team if you're not in the home stadium?
Absolutely.
But can you be not an a-hole fan and be a Flyer fan? Because I think those two things are the same.
Well, now that the waters are completely muddied, I've lost my point. Right. But
no, I understand what you're saying. You're just cheering.
I was just
why can't
stunned
you cheer?
By
I get it.
Some people who think you just can't do anything if you're not the home team. That guy was very upset. for no reason, really, because the Flyers were playing poorly and getting manhandled. So really, there was no threat, sir. Relax. Everyone relax. As we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend, Star Wars The Force Awakens, no surprise there. $88.3 million, number one. Yet again?
Taint Wars.
Just needs another $20 million at the box office to beat Avatar and make it the top grossing film of all time in North America. Should have
so that'll
that
be by noon, right?
Daddy's Home was second at the box office, $29.5 million. $29 million. Fateful Eight, $16.2 million. Sisters, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip was fifth. Joy, The Big Short, Concussion, Point Break, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Speaking of movies, interesting survey over the weekend conducted by Fandango Online Ticketing Service. They asked members of their ticketing service, I guess the VIP members, I'm not sure where they posted this poll, but they asked them, what was the most anticipated film of the new year of 2016? What movie were you most looking forward to seeing?
Oh, interesting.
In the upcoming calendar year.
Pig's Feet Don't Lie?
No, that did not make the top 10. I was shocked.
The Pink Fruit Mountain.
Pink Fruit Mountain also not in the top 10.
Seven Sundays in May.
Seven Sundays in May actually did make it. It was number 8. Mm. Oh, no, wait a minute. That doesn't exist.
Paul Blart 3?
Nope. Mm. Rogue One, Wars story. The next Star Wars film, the most anticipated movie of 2016. Finally, someone's talking about Star Wars. I'm glad the franchise is getting some press. And finally, I haven't been inundated enough with the hype and the and the merchandise. I just hope that Star Wars gets some attention this year, that they will finally start talking about that franchise.
Now, none of the people from The Force Awakens are in the Rogue
One.
Yeah,
what is this? I'm not sure what this is.
Completely different
story. This is a standalone
story?
Film
okay.
regarding a ragtag group of rebels as they try to acquire the plans to the Death Star.
So it's for A New Hope.
This is, I believe, the events leading up to A New Hope.
Okay.
Yes. And it stars Felicity Jones and Diego Luna and Ben Mendelsohn. Good cast.
All right.
That's the most anticipated film of 2016. Here's the rest of the top 10. I was surprised by number 2, specifically. Out of all the movies coming out this year, Finding Dory was the second most anticipated film, according to
What is that?
That's the sequel to Finding Elmo, or Seeking Elmo, or Looking for Elmo. Or
Finding
searching.
Nemo?
What's
Nemo?
Nemo?
Sequel to Finding Nemo.
Elmo and Nemo go on a search.
Wait, what?
What the move? The fish, stupid fish movie.
Nemo.
Yes. Yeah. Finding Nemo. This is the sequel to Finding Nemo. Finding Dory.
Okay.
Dory was the character played by Ellen DeGeneres in the first film, and apparently now she's missing because she's an idiot fish, if
okay.
I remember correctly. She's like, oh, who are you? What's this? Oh, what am I? How am I breathing? I'm underwater. It's some stupid, stupid, stupid film that I'm going to be forced to see.
I would think X-Men Apocalypse.
See, you'd think something like that would be widely anticipated. Kevin, wrong!
What?
Eighth.
Eighth? Huh.
Third, Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice was third.
Okay.
Finding Dory, more people want to see Finding Dory than Batman v. Superman, or Verse, as Beer Mug would say. Jason Bourne, the new Jason Bourne film, fourth on the list.
Yeah, Matt Damon's in this one, right?
He is. He returns as Bourne. Captain America Civil War was fifth. Star Trek Beyond was sixth. Have they not seen the trailer? Independence Day Resurgence was seventh. X-Men Apocalypse, as I mentioned, was eighth. Zoolander number 2. Ninth on the list.
That trailer's really funny.
You need to leave the room.
Thank you, Ellen McKay, for saying that so that
you
I don't have to.
You can go with her.
Really
you both can go
funny.
Take a walk.
It's really
you
funny.
You need to stop it's right really now. Stop.
Wait.
Stop.
Hold it, though. This is subjective, right?
Nope.
Oh.
Not in this case.
I thought it was.
And Jungle Book, 10th. That trailer's amazing, by the way, if you've seen the Jungle Book trailer. That was 10th on the list. So those are your most anticipated films for this year. I wonder if that will change when people hear Allie and Kevin's opinion.
Really good trailer. Kevin, right? It
looks like a pretty good trailer.
I would think Ralph would be in just because Bieber gets killed.
But it happens very early on, apparently. I'll just go over the first 10 minutes of the film and then run.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Diane Cannon, 79 years old today, actress and perennial Lakers fan. Michael Stipe is 56, and Dave Foley, the actor, is 53 years old today. I'm Ralph. Who am I? It's a new year. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:08.
Are you eating?
No.
What's going on?
No.
Kevin.
I'm not eating.
You are. You're eating. It's a new year. Can you not eat when we're on the air?
Look at my mouth.
Because you swallowed it.
Why did I swallow it?
Nothing in there.
How about at the start of year 27, a little bit of professionalism from you?
Such
how about that?
Child.
Why would I start that now?
That's true. It has been working.
He literally opened his mouth and said, yeah, get in there. You are four.
You are four. Hey, guys, big news for you.
Okay.
No. Star Wars news, fantastic. Not only is Star Wars the biggest movie in the world, but another force has awakened, and that is the search online for Star Wars porn parodies. Seen a bunch of stories in the final days of 2015 talking about how sites like Pornhub have all sorts of people going on looking for various Star Wars parodies. In fact, there was a movie made, I guess I missed this at the time, a movie made in 2012 called Star Wars XXX, and then they had The Empire Strikes Back XXX sequel. The beautiful adult actress Ali Hayes plays Princess Leia in the movie. Kevin, you remember her from Interracial and Anal 2?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She was in that one. She was also in Dirty Santa, and I think I know her best from My Sister's Hot Friend 39. She's very good in that. But they have characters who play Luke Skywalker, who play Han Solo, who play Chewbacca, Obi-Wan. The great Lexington Steele plays Darth Vader in that film, by the way. And apparently sales are just through the roof of Star Wars XXX. You know, anytime something's popular,
sure,
people always want a porn version of that. So we thought we'd find out if there's anything more coming down the pike, so we thought we'd catch up with our old friend Lou Mansuko, who joins us on the line. He's with Adult Ward Pictures, and he's... What? Why are you laughing, Lou?
Because I'm your old friend, but you don't know my last name is Mancuso.
Mancuso. I'm sorry, I read that
my
wrong.
My old pal Lou Mansuko.
But at least you work at Adult Ward Pictures.
It's Adult World, not Word. Adult World Pictures.
I'm
my old pal Lou Mansuko from Adult Lives in Compton.
I would have so put money on me screwing up before Bean, but that is not happening
well,
so far.
Well, pal, it's good to be back.
All right. Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mr. Mancuso, am I wrong about this? Star Wars is the hottest thing in porn right now.
Hottest thing. Porn always follows fashion, as you know.
Uh-huh, sure.
And Star Wars is wildly popular, and so why shouldn't I get a little taste? You know what I'm saying? Why should I get my beak wet? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And all those things actually are also porn titles.
Get My Beak Wet was very good, by the
very
way.
Very good. But, of course, Star Wars, the biggest phenomenon in motion picture history, of course, is going to be porn parodies, and we've got a ton of them at Adult World Entertainment here, or Adult Word Pictures, depending on who you are.
Fantastic. Like what? What do you have?
Well, of course, Star Wars, The Whores Awaken. That's
okay.
A big one.
Okay.
That's about a bunch of whores who wake up.
Right.
And then bone.
Okay, all right. Simple, yeah. But effective.
It's got to be the biggest movie ever we had to get on. Of course, everybody loves the original Star Wars films. That's why we also have now for sale Star Wars, A New Poke. That'll be available.
Okay.
That stars Grand Moff Tarkin, Princess Leia Orgasma, and Obi-Wan Kabone Me.
Okay.
You can check that out. If you like spanking, you'll love The Empire Strikes Backside.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Sure,
that's
I like
a good
that.
Spanking. That's Sounds a spanking
good.
Movie.
Right.
Spanking.
Right.
It's a fetish. People like to be spanked.
No, right? We understood, yeah.
Hey, speaking of the original films, have you seen Return of the Brown Eye?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nope, rather
You're
not.
I love it.
No.
Hey, you know, a lot of people make fun of the prequels.
Right. They were not well
George
received.
George Lucas
right.
movie, the prequels, people don't care about them. I care about them. I love them.
Okay.
In fact, I don't want to alienate anybody at Adult World, so we like to cater to the men, too. Men who like men.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You'll love the Phantom Menace. That'll be good for you. Naboo Taboo. That's a good one, too, for the people okay. who like the early ones.
Sure.
Like that, sure.
Attack of the Bones. How about that? Star Wars Attack of the Bones.
You got a lot of movies.
You got a group sex movie that has to do with the prequels. Revenge of the Fifth. About a guy who shows up late to an orgy and they've already coupled up. What's he going to do? He's going to get revenge. That's not about a lube. It's super glue. Okay. It's Revenge of the Fifth. You don't like that guy.
That sounds kind of terrible, but also kind of awesome.
A lot of characters are getting their own spinoff films, too, in Star Wars universe. You know, they're talking about all these new movies coming out, these separately, you know, all these characters are getting their separate movies. We got separate movies, too. You want separate movies? We got separate movies.
We want separate movies.
How about a guy just pleasuring himself, taking care of himself? Well, you're going to love Han Solo. That's going to be popular. You like your girls on the heavy side. You like the plump ladies. Who doesn't like a plump lady? Then you're going to love Bona Fat. Bona Fat. Bona
right.
Yep.
Fat.
We get
yep.
it. I bet she's lovely.
We get it. I bet you're going to enjoy Spewbacca.
Oh, no. I'm going to assume I'm not going to enjoy that.
How about BB Ate Me?
Oh, no. No, please.
Hey, your sex a little different. How about Jabba the Butt? And of course, for the ladies who like ladies, we have lastly Jar Jar Pinks. So I think everyone's going to have a good time. Thanks to Adult World Pictures.
Since it's been a while since we've been on, I'll remind you there are lots of ways to get in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. You can always text us throughout the day at the number 2KROQ if you want. Of course, we all have email addresses. We got the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. We got the Kevin and Bean Instagram account, the Kevin and Bean Twitter account. And of course, the old fashioned way, you can always leave us a message on an actual phone, a voice message. Boy, you don't get many of those anymore, do you? 323-520-AFRO is the Kevin Bean Afro line. I'm curious to see what people left for us over the holidays.
Well, just before the holiday, Ralph introduced That's My John to us.
Right. Apparently a Philadelphia expression that's very popular back there, yeah.
We're pretty sure that they mean joint, but they just can't say it properly because they're from Philadelphia. But he was trying to teach us how to say it properly. I think this guy nailed it.
Hey, Chucklehead. Just hoping you had a John Christmas. I got all kinds of great Johns. Hope you have a merry and wonderful new John. And I just want to let you guys know that you guys are all my John. Except for you, Bean. You're a dick.
How? I was with him right up until there.
I'm not sure that everybody would support this guy.
Oh, wait. Star Wars sucks.
Wow. Mm. Who hurt him?
Have you heard anyone say Star Wars sucks?
No.
There has been a big swell of people that had a lot of problems with it.
I had some problems with it, but I loved it. But I'm saying, are those probably the same people that didn't like any of the other Star Wars?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people just want to hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Because they just push back to anything that's
absolutely
that popular. A lot of people have problems with things being too popular. They think they can't be good, which I think is ridiculous. Part of the reason some things become popular is because they are very good.
Daddy likes it.
Oh, see? That's adorable.
Right. Do you know why, though? Why is that adorable,
because
Allie?
Because it's a child.
Right. Because a child says that.
Okay.
Isn't it cute that way when a child says
it? Do it again.
Daddy likes
you. Oh,
so cute. You know what's not cute? You saying it, Bean.
Okay. Noted.
I just want to say that I feel like if Kevin and Bean and Ralph and, like, the whole morning crew were all, like, chilling somewhere, smoking a blunt, Bean would be the one guy that would be like, oh, I don't know. We might get drug tested on Monday.
Wow. That is a very savvy analysis right there.
People are hitting on Allie. That happens, you know, on this media as well as others.
Hey, Allie, I'd like to trip up your muddy river in your kayak, if you know what I mean. I mean, but.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we understood.
Well, I wasn't positive.
Oh, you were? Okay.
So.
Hey, Allie, seeing how much you love Star Wars, I was just curious. Mind if I put my lightsaber in your dark side? What do you think? Dark side, you know. Hey, all right, all right.
A lot of butt talk.
I think you're breaking her down, sir. Keep going.
Yeah.
What about this one?
Hi, Allie. I heard you have a big head. Can I brush your hair sometime?
Whoa. How does that, does that work?
I do love to have my hair played with.
Okay.
So.
All right. So that's a plus?
Yeah.
All right. Thumbs up. All right. This person thinks that it might not be all it's cracked up to be to work here at K-Rock.
So let me get this straight. Beer Mug does Uber on the side. Omar DJ's weddings on the side. Ralph does a podcast on the side. and Chip vacations at her boss's place and serves his guests. Wow, working for K-Rock sure sounds great.
Well, it certainly pays well.
This person, at the end of the year, every year, we have a top 10 countdown, and we did a top 10 moments with. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're mostly mine. This person, very upset that this moment with was not chosen, but we went back and looked, and it was 2014.
Oh, so it was not eligible
for
last year.
So it was not eligible. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So, no disrespect to Omar, but I think we got a little gypped on the top 10 moments list. Where was Kevin's comment about the terrorist situations and UFOs and whatever? Can I hear some of that, please?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in terrorist, you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That guy makes insanely good sense, by the way.
That is still...
It's timeless.
All time, man. All time.
Which is what this guy called to say.
Hey, guys. Listening to the show today, the Afro Line, and you guys replayed Kevin's terrorist situation moment with. And being said that it was probably the greatest moment with that you guys have recorded, I'll go one further. There will never be a better moment with than that moment with. People will say, where were you when Kevin did that terrorist situation moment with? It's so good.
All right.
I can't describe how good it is. It's right. Like, it's the Avengers of moments with, okay. Right? Because it's got everything.
Okay.
It's got Kevin, like, rambling on.
Right.
Like, he doesn't know where he's going.
Uh-huh.
It's got Kevin slurring words, right. Like drunk Kevin.
We already played it.
It's got the and the or. It makes no sense.
Right.
It's perfect.
Right.
If you were going to sit down and purposely do a moment
we
with,
already played
you
it.
Could not do better than the terror situation moment with.
But
I think you should play it again.
Oh, come on.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in terrorist, you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Look, isn't it good to know you're going to be remembered for something, Kevin?
But is it that?
Well, I'm afraid it is.
Beggars can't be choosy?
Right.
All right.
Or choosers.
I'm good with it.
I missed our next guest so much over the holidays. Even though I had him on my TV, it wasn't the same as having him back on the Kevin Bean Show from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone Channel. Our friend Andrew Siciliano, Johnny Football. How are you? Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Merry New Year to you as well. Yes. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
How's it feel to have another season of the Red Zone behind you? Are you relieved? You can now relax and just kind of enjoy football again?
You know what? It's back to work today.
Yeah, he does work with the NFL Network.
But he gets Sundays off now, though, at least.
I know. You know what? It is going to be sad, I guess. I did use the word sad on the air yesterday, which I don't use a lot. Women always love to use the word sad. Are you sad? No, it's my dry cleaning's not ready. No, I'm not. But I actually used it yesterday. I will enjoy sleeping in a little bit on Sunday morning, but at the same time,
I feel like if anyone is watching the game with you, they're just going to be so annoyed because you're going to keep doing your play-by-play thing. And
you're like, how can you stop? At
jumping
this point?
Back between games.
The difference is I could actually drink.
Oh, that's true.
All right.
And pee. Yeah. And pee, let's not forget.
And use the bathroom, which
all right,
is a
Andrew.
Vital companion to doing the former.
We haven't talked to you in a while. We got a lot of ground we want to cover in a very short time. And I guess we might as well start with the Patriots because mm-hmm. Allie had a very disturbing tweet a few days ago, and it makes me wonder if there's some sort of disturbance in the force. Allie, I'm going to let you take it from here.
I actually tweeted, not this past game, which was horrendous and horrible in itself, but the game prior, mm-hmm. I said, I'm starting to question Bill Belichick's decisions, and it's a very dark place for me. I've never questioned the hoodie, ever.
What was the hoodie doing?
Between the coin toss a couple weeks ago, why are they running the ball? Pass it. It's just nothing is adding up.
Is anything different, Andrew?
that you've noticed?
Yeah, they're all broken. Everyone is hurt. So, all the pieces are no longer in place. All the pieces are in pieces.
So is he trying to change up the calls to match the people he has?
Well, I would say this. The coin toss thing was just him being smarter than you, and it didn't work for once. And he's done it before, and it did work. The Vikings did the whole coin toss thing where they elected to kick off against the Rams middle of the season, and they won the game. They did that one specifically that day because of the wind. But last week with the whole coin toss thing, they did it because they really, if you were watching the game, they couldn't protect Tom Brady because they have five guys who never met each other playing offensive line.
Yeah.
And the Jets were beating the you-know-what out of them, and they probably figured that our better chance to win this game is to actually get the Jets to punt and have better field position.
Right. So the theory was that the Jets aren't going to be able to go 80 yards and score a touchdown, right. So we'll get the ball, and all we have to do is get to 50 yards and kick a field goal.
We have more faith in stopping them and making them punt than we have faith in Tom Brady moving the football because our offense is so broken with all the pieces watching on the sideline.
Now they have a bye week. Does that get people back playing?
Potentially. Most people think Edelman could be back, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, those defensive guys. No one knows about Sebastian Vollmer, the left tackle, because, you know, Patriots have injuries. They rarely even concede they've met the player that is allegedly injured. So you think he's back, but they've lost 4 out of 6 games.
Yeah.
So whether or not it's getting injured players back, they're going to try to snap their fingers and just play better.
And Brady had an MRI, and now he has a sprained ankle. Things aren't good.
Allie, can we talk about the angst, the anxiety that it's... How does it feel to root for a fallible football team? How does it root for a team that...
I don't know this feeling, and it scares me, Andrew. It really scares me. I don't like it.
Superman, was it Superman 2, when he's in the diner, and he gets into the fight, and he looks at his Clark Kent looks at his right hand, and he's bleeding, right? Mm-hmm. And he can't understand his blood.
Yes.
Well, welcome to being a fan of any other team, yeah. Allie. This is what it's like when you don't know whether they're going to win that week or not. This is what it's like. Speaking of teams that we should be winning but aren't, the Packers have got to be concerned at this point. I know it was a very close game last night, and they certainly could have won. But they did not win the NFC North for the first time in many years. Right, Andrew?
They're a mess. And now, look, they've got to go on the road. They could have won the game, won the division, and then hosted the Vikings actually the next week. If they won the game, the Vikings would have to go back there. That didn't happen. They now got to go on the road. They, too, are out of sync with injuries, especially on the offensive line. They still have Aaron Rodgers, and you still think they're going to be in every game and win every game, and they've come close, but they've also had some blowouts, like last week against Arizona. If you had to pick a horse out of the 12 horses in this race, I would not pick that horse. You know, the most fascinating thing about these playoffs is that the 2-6 seeds, so the bottom seeds in both conferences, are possibly the most dangerous teams. The Steelers get into the AFC because the Jets blow it yesterday.
Right.
And then your Seahawks are in the NFC.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play the Seahawks. Congratulations, Minnesota. You won the division. You dumped Gatorade on your coach. You don't have to go to Lambeau. But now you have to face the Seahawks. Yeah.
Did you see how irritated the coach was about that Gatorade bath in that game, by the way? Well, that was a scowl. That was not a celebration for him.
Well, Mike Zimmer is a noted red behind. And we love him for it. He's an awesome interview. He is. You ever get him mic'd up on the sideline? He is. First of all, it has to be on Cinemax at 2 a.m.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
But doesn't every coach know that that's going to happen, and they sort of accept that's part of the deal?
They don't care. Oh, the Gatorade or the thing mic'd up?
On the Gatorade thing.
Except it was like 20 degrees.
So what?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what?
No time for nonsense.
It.
What are you, a baby? Okay. Your players played a whole game out there in that cold.
Oh, I'm cold. It's wet.
We're calling out the National Guard in L.A. this week because it's going to rain, and it was in the 40s the last few days. That guy was standing outside for 6 hours in the 20s, and then they dumped a bucket of ice over his head. And plus, he's older than you. He's allowed to look.
But look at all the money he raised for ALS, though. I mean, we got to give him that.
That was not the thing.
I want you to ask Andrew the question that you and I were discussing off-air earlier today about your Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, I didn't care at all about the game and losing to Seattle. I thought, who cares? We have a bye week. This is great. No problem. And then Seattle really rolled over Arizona, and then
one by 30. For
and
folks
then okay, take it easy.
Just for folks who didn't know.
And then I still didn't really care until I saw that then the Seahawks were playing the Vikings, and the winner of that plays Arizona. And then I was like, it feels like it's a momentum game, and you have to peak at the right time. And Seattle's doing that, and Arizona seems to be doing just the opposite of that. Should that scare me?
I understand your concern. I don't know about peak. I don't know if that Arizona isn't peaking. I would agree that they played a dog yesterday. We could all agree on that. But I do think, on paper, which of course they're not on paper, they're as talented a team as there is in football. And if you look at their numbers offensively, defensively, across the board, nobody wants to play them. And they could boat race any team in the playoffs.
Defensively is what scared me. Because Seattle destroyed us, them with their offense and our defense.
Yeah, you know, they did wave the Drew Stanton victory cigar. At
they did.
Or the Drew Stanton, not victory cigar, I'm sorry, the white Drew Stanton flag, which sounds silly now that I say it, but you get my point.
Yeah.
They kind of gave up at halftime.
But the points had already been scored.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it was already
like 30-36
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Be concerned. World is ending.
No, I don't want to be concerned.
It is for me.
I would like to face Seattle again and drive them into the ground. That would make me happy. I'm just a little worried.
I thought most Arizona fans wanted to face Carolina again and get revenge for last year when you guys didn't have a quarterback and drive them into the ground.
When you're going to beat everybody on your way to the Super Bowl, does it matter?
Beat everybody. Yeah, I mean, you do have to beat them all. You have to pillage and plunder and
except for
all.
The Dolphins. The Dolphins got a bye for all of the playoffs, and congratulations, Chip.
Way to go, Chip.
Really
the
great.
The Dolphins and 20 other teams have a playoff bye until training camp. Mm.
All right, since you mentioned Carolina, in our remaining moments with our good friend Andrew Siciliano, all year long we were like, is this team for real? They ended up their season 15-1 and just looked great. How are you feeling about their chances in the playoffs, Andrew?
Yeah, I like them, and I like them a lot, and that's not exactly rocket science here or award-winning analysis. They are good. They are 15-1. They are at home. No one has beaten them at home, clearly. Yeah, they are the team to beat hands down to the NFC, but I'll say it again. The sixth seed, the Seattle Seahawks, are as dangerous as anyone. So too are the Cardinals. Those three teams, I think everyone agrees, those three teams in the NFC, the one, the two, and the six, are the teams to beat. And on any given day, on any given field, any of those three can win. In the AFC, I love... Obviously, look, the Broncos have the defense, but look, Peyton, did Peyton all of a sudden make you think that he was healed and he could walk on water again yesterday?
He certainly did. Been a long time since we've seen that,
no,
Peyton
he
Manning.
Didn't. He didn't.
No,
he didn't.
See, I don't think he
did. Didn't
no.
throw four out of five interceptions, though.
Right.
But
I guess
still,
he looked good compared to what else they had going on during the game.
Everybody around him seemed to all of a sudden understand plays better and know where to look, and he made everyone around him better.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
But no one's afraid of that team, even though their defense is amazing. Yeah. No one's afraid of that team. I would rather have to go to Denver than have to go to New England, as absurd as that sounds.
No, I hear you. Well, it's very exciting. There's some great teams, and it's going to be a great playoffs, and I can't wait to get to it. I'm so so excited. What's going on the around the NFL this afternoon? Anything you know about, Andrew?
Everyone's getting fired. I mean, the coaches, that is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there are five openings right now. By the time I hang up, I'll probably find out there are two more coaching openings. We call this Black Monday in the NFL.
That's right.
Because everybody gets fired. And so we have, honestly, 14 hours of wall-to-wall coverage on NFL Network today for coaches getting fired, including my show goes on early. We'll run at 2 today for Around the NFL, a special two-hour Everyone Getting Fired edition.
Have they found Manziel yet? Do we know where he is?
Well, there are reports. That, put it this way, the coach, before he was fired, Mike Pettine, and he was fired via email last night after the game.
That's nice. Okay.
He was asked point-blank, did Manziel show up drunk Tuesday or Wednesday last week, mm-hmm. and is that why they said he had a concussion? He said no, but they also cannot confirm that he wasn't in Vegas.
Yeah, there were a bunch of sightings in Vegas.
That's fantastic.
Playing blackjack and stuff on the night before the game.
The night before the game, and he answered the internet rumors that he might have been in Vegas, and I'm not making this up, by posting a photo on Instagram of him on the floor, face on the floor, with his puppy It was like a picture straight out of a Tinder profile. And that's how he answered that he wasn't in Vegas. But he never said I wasn't in Vegas.
See, everybody, I'm at home. Look at this picture.
Look at me. I'm on the floor in black and white with my puppy. Swipe on me, please.
What a disaster.
I couldn't have found another dog in Las Vegas to take this photo with.
But they confirmed that he didn't show up yesterday. Now, granted, he wasn't. He didn't have to come to the game because he was out and he was concussed, allegedly.
Right.
So they wanted him to show up at the building on Sunday morning, like check in, and he didn't do that.
And then they couldn't get a hold of him, calling him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like things are going well for him.
Yeah, he is Janice in accounting. He does not give.
He's the browniest brown ever. All right, Andrew, we are out of time, my friend. Congratulations on another great season of the Red Zone. We'll look for you this afternoon, too, on the NFL Network, and we'll talk again soon, too. Happy New Year to you.
Right back at you.
We need a vacation. That's what I know.
We've got to get out.
We need a break.
It's a madhouse.
I know Ralph is here with his little feature or whatever it is he does. But
You know what? Wow. This can go away right now.
No, we got to open it. Come back, Ralph. Ralph, come back.
Year.
Come on.
See you next year.
Come on. We're having fun. But I just was going to say, we do need to briefly open up the phones at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for contestants right now for a great prize that we're going to have for you every day this week. It is the Ultimate Getaway Prize Package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado. Talking about Alaska Airlines round trip, airfare tickets from LAX to Crested Butte, lodging for 3 nights, lift tickets, ski rentals. It looks beautiful. If you're a winter sports fan or just want to go hang out at an awesome ski resort, you can call us right now. You'll have to earn the tickets, 1-800-520-1067. You play for the prize coming up just after 9. He's not coming back, is he?
I don't know. I'm going to start the music.
Feelings, I'm just saying.
I feel like if we start the music and then we do the intro.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
I don't want to punish the people listening because of the beam. Crossed my mind. It is Monday. It means we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. And no surprise, here's Star Wars The Force Awakens. Made another $88.3 million over the weekend.
Taint Wars.
Star Wars. Just needs another 20 mil to beat Avatar and make it the top grossing film of all time in North America. That's all.
That's it?
I know we're going to talk about
Wednesday.
Star Wars.
I'm guessing away Wednesday. That'll happen.
Yeah. I know we're going to talk more about the Star Wars tomorrow, and I just want to ask this question, and it is not a spoiler alert, but it is about spoiler alerts. Did you guys know about the thing that happens before you saw the movie, or were you as shocked as I was when it happened?
I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Oh, good. That's how y'all want to enjoy it. That's great. I heard from a listener this morning who says it was spoiled to him minutes before he went to the movie.
Well, that's why I went Thursday night.
Before it had a chance to be ruined, yeah.
Because I wanted to see things with
it
my
was
own
very difficult.
Because y'all wanted to see it that way, Ralph.
Because the y'all, the way y'all should see it.
It's the way y'all want to see that movie.
Bing, 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 bing. I saw it about...
You saw it apparently with some frogs on the sitting log. He went down to the Cracker Barrel, picked him up some of them fried pickles. Got a big bucket of them. Went to see it with Ellie Mae and Jethro. That's the way we all like to see it. Y'all come back down here.
It had been out 8 or 9 days before I went, and I tried, because I'm online a lot, I tried so hard
to that's
not
on you.
Read a word. No, it's not on me.
Yeah, I think it's on you.
I tried so hard to not read a word about it, and I succeeded. And I was just so pleased that it wasn't spoiled. I hope that was the case for most people.
Why is it not on you? If you're going to see it 9 days later, you did the right thing. You tried to avoid it, and you were able to, and good for you. Congratulations.
Right.
That's what should happen.
If you don't want to be spoiled, go opening day.
Or avoid spoilers.
Right, exactly, which you're able to do. But if you were unable to do that, that's not on somebody else. That's your fault.
Right. You can't something put a moratorium. People can't discuss the film after they've seen it because you haven't seen it yet. Bastards.
9 days, dude, for a movie that big? Come on now.
It depends what you mean by discuss. Discuss publicly in open social media, you think that's okay?
Yes.
I wouldn't post about the thing that happened in Star Wars today, and it's been out for, 3 weeks.
That's
now.
Your choice, but I don't begrudge people who do.
Because I don't think that would be fair to other people. I don't want to ruin it for anyone else.
Right, but I would stay away from Twitter or Instagram or other places where it might
be spoiled. If you're that concerned about spoilers, then that's the step you must take. Right. It's not other people's responsibility to keep you spoiler-free. I'm not a big believer in the whole spoiler thing anyway.
No.
I don't think anyone needs to shut up because, what about me? What about my enjoyment of things?
Well, it's complete entitlement is what it is.
Absolutely.
Oh, I couldn't see it, so don't talk about it. Shut up. Watch it.
The world doesn't
rotate around you.
Ugh,
or Johnny Axis.
You know how we send emails back and forth, like voting on guests and stuff for the show and information that we need? I'm going to start putting a spoiler in every one of those for Bean.
That's a great idea. Let's all do it. Let's just load up everything.
Spoil the crap out of his
and
life.
And we'll talk to Petrus about The Bachelor. And that thing happened with that guy. Just bury him in there. Just sandbag him. Hate those spoiler people.
You did the right thing, B. You tried to avoid it. You were able to. Congratulations.
Give him a brownie. Y'all did right. That's what we're saying. Daddy's Home made $29 million. Made it number two. The Hateful Eight. Oh, those eight. They sure hate. Don't they? All eight of them.
They eat very slowly, though. They really. It's a slow burn. They are not angry
they
all at once.
Hate.
Right.
So, Kevin, would the movie have been better at 2 hours?
Definitely. Yes.
For Kevin, yes.
Having said that, I really did like it.
Because watch this. Kevin, look at this. Oh, he's bored already.
How dare you?
I'm just showing him a Sharpie, and he's already bored of it.
No, I really did like it, but it was because I was like.
Because what I'm happened sorry? Now? What happened?
Huh? It's long, and you know.
Well, then what happened?
It's sort of a.
And you were how what?
It's sort of a feeling that you get
how
when you watch a movie.
I'm sorry, what happened? What were you like?
No,
what
was a good, I'm saying it was a good movie.
Sisters, fourth, Alvin, the Chipmunks, the Road Chip, fifth, Joy, the Big Short, Concussion, I think I have a concussion, Point Break, and The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend. Hey, congratulations, Chris Brown is another big hit.
Oh.
What? New York Post says Las Vegas police are looking into a report that the singer punched a woman Saturday morning inside his hotel suite at the Palms Casino Resort.
He's just a bad dude.
He is the worst. There's a private party in the suite, and a Brazilian model named Lisiane Gutierrez claims that she was trying to snap a photo of Chris, and he slugged her and took the phone. There's a photo online of Lisiane with a swollen red eye. She admitted to police that she did try to sneak the phone into the party past security and that she took the photo. And then that's when the altercation happened, so cops are looking into it. But Chris Brown allegedly hit yet another woman. There's another New Year's resolution down the drain, right? Who's with me, everybody? Chris cannot stay on that bandwagon.
Right?
Right? So you were high? You watched the movie High?
How is that what he said?
Dare you.
And speaking of being high, Motley Crue did its final concert ever on New Year's Eve at the Staples Center here in Los Angeles. And it was during that final concert that Tommy Lee's legendary roller coaster drum solo happened, and the drum kit started to rotate around in a circle while he played, and that's when he got stuck halfway up on the track, leaving Tommy hanging upside down with his drums.
Oh. That's bananas.
This is a colossal disaster.
Yeah, he was stuck. He started yelling about it, too. Yeah. Did you see the Hey, guys, I'm stuck.
Come get me. He's beer mug, get me, he was yelling.
That's funny.
The crew had to come out, get the drum kit off the tracks, then roll it back on stage. It was just right out of Spinal Tap. It was just spectacular. That set the band back 3 minutes. So their New Year's Eve toast with Dr. Feelgood came a bit late. But the show was filmed and recorded for a DVD Blu-ray release later this year.
That's
and
awesome.
I sure hope there's tons of footage.
Wouldn't you put that in there?
Hell, that's
oh,
all
yeah,
it would be.
That's yes.
It would be an 18-minute video. Right. Just that's all I really need to see from that concert. Quite
if you mess with the bull,
right,
get back
happens.
On that horse.
Get back on that horse.
That's a good point, Tommy.
And he did. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Dave Foley's 53 years old today. R.E.M. singer Michael Stipe turns 56. Actress Diane Cannon. She at one time was a big-time actress. Now she's basically known for being crazy. And a crazy Lakers fan.
Yeah.
You know, she was married to Cary Grant, legendary film star Cary Grant. They were married. Hmm. They had a child together. Hmm. I believe Cary Grant's only daughter was
she's an actress.
Diane Cannon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are back with our first live show of 2016, and we come bearing gifts. This is a good one, too. The ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort. Kevin, you're Mr. Colorado. You spent a fair amount of time in Colorado. You ever been to this place?
That's a strange thing to say, but it's accurate.
Kevin
it is
was
true.
Mr. Colorado 2010, wasn't it? When you won the pageant?
I have not been to Crested Butte Mountain.
I hear that it is lovely.
It is great,
Bean. How much time do you spend in Colorado?
I have spent a lot of time there, and I've told Bean about that. Like, I've gone to camp there during high school and everything. I spent half my life in Colorado. But him assuming that I've been to this mountain is odd.
I wasn't assuming. I was asking because it sounds like an awesome place.
I love it.
Apparently, it says here, a genuine mountain town welcoming you and your family. Life moves at a different pace. Crowds don't exist, and winter is celebrated, you guys. But here's what we have for you. Alaska Airlines round trip, airfare, and tickets from LAX to Crested Butte, lodging for 3 nights, lift tickets, and ski rentals. I think this game is called Famous Skis. Hit it, Steve.
So you want to ski and do it for free? Well, don't you know? We have a way to go. It's so easy. Name that famous ski. It's so easy. Name that famous ski. This is Famous Skis.
Ow! All right, and here's the host of today's game, Mr. Ralph Garman.
Well, it's all about skiing. Mm-hmm. And snowboarding, but mostly skiing, because I don't have a list of famous snowboarders in front of me. So the game is called Famous Ski.
Name that famous ski.
And these are all famous people who have ski in their name.
Ah, all right.
See? So it has very little to do with actual skiing, but ski will be a clue in each and every one of these questions. I will ask you a question. All you need to do is answer the question about the famous ski.
Name that famous ski.
All right, and if you're right, you go into the drawing, right? And how many are we giving away? Just one here? Just one. All right, so, Allie, you keep track for us, please.
Can you read any of the information?
I have a lot going on up here, man. I'm
very busy. Right.
All right, Kevin, who's our first contestant?
All right, first we have Vincent in Claremont. Hi there.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Vincent.
I got to be honest, not well.
How do you feel the show is going, Vincent?
You know, I think you guys could do a little bit better.
Yeah, all right. We came back a little early.
Come on, get it together.
Right, get it together.
We'll try. Here's your question about a famous ski, Vincent. This 1998 comedy stars Jeff Bridges as the Dude, a Los Angeles slacker and avid bowler.
Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
Nicely done.
See, ski is in the answer.
Name that famous ski.
Hold on, Vincent. You're going to the drawing.
Let's go to Jose in Chino. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jose. Here's your question regarding a famous ski. President Bill Clinton admitted to having what he called an inappropriate relationship with this former White House intern.
Monica Lewinsky.
Boom!
How excited you
are. Oh, I know it!
I knew it!
All right, hold on. Congratulations.
Two for two with famous skis.
Name that famous ski.
Timing.
Throwing me off. Sheila in Irvine. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Sheila.
I knew the first two. I'm so bummed.
All right. Well, you might know this one. Ted Kaczynski is an American anarchist and serial murderer who engaged in a nationwide terror campaign against people involved with modern technology. However, Ted Kaczynski was better known by this name they used while they were looking for him.
Oh, Unabomber.
The Unabomber. Absolutely.
Name that famous ski.
Hold on, you're in the drawing. People know their famous skis.
They do. Let's go. Cecilia, couldn't have thought of that.
Yep.
Cecilia in La Habra, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, very Cecilia. Well. You sound a little tentative. You sound a little nervous.
The first ones are pretty easy, so I hope I get this.
This is pretty easy, too, I think. This wildly popular 1970s TV cop show starred Michael Paul Glazer and David Soul, and it also inspired a 2004 parody feature film starring Ben Stiller and Luke Wilson. About a pair of cops. Cop show, cop movie.
There's a ski in one of the names, if that helps.
I don't know.
Sorry. Looking for Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, sorry. Cecilia. I don't know why we're whispering because Cecilia just passed out.
Star sighing going on.
Starsky and Hutch.
All right. Let's go to Caesar in Westminster. Hi there. Hello, Caesar.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, Caesar. Here's your question. This actor has done a lot of work, but he's probably still best known for his role as Jim Halpert on the NBC hit sitcom The Office.
Oh, don't know, dude.
John Krasinski, we were looking for. John
he's in that new Benghazi movie that's coming out, too.
He
right?
is.
He's one of the stars in that?
13 hours or
yeah.
15 minutes or something with time.
Okay, let's go to Nina in Palmdale. Hi there.
Guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Nina.
Nina, I feel like we've lost a little momentum in this game, so we're kind of counting on you to get us back on track, okay?
Sounds good. I'll try.
We're going to get it back. Nina, you're actually, you have an audio clue, okay? So I'm going to ask you a question, then play a little piece of music, and you have to answer. Patricia Andrzejewski is a singer-songwriter and four-time Grammy Award winner. During the 80s, she had 15 top 40 singles and was the first female ever to be played on MTV. She's better known by her professional name. Here's a little audio clue of some of her work.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Do you know?
Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar is the answer. Well done.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Hold on. You're in the drawing.
Let's do one more.
All right.
Being good choice. Brian in Huntington Beach. Hi there.
What's up?
Brian, here's your question. This actress is well known for her work as a child actress in her childhood role in the movie My Girl from 1991, and probably best known these days for her current starring role in the HBO series Veep.
Her name includes ski.
She's a famous ski.
Name a famous ski.
Anna Chomsky is her name. Chomsky.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so that was one we
should have done. Should we do one
shouldn't
more?
Have gone.
Yeah, we don't want to go out on
a bad note.
I don't think I have anybody else on hold.
No one else to go to.
Muggs is eating.
Happy New Year, everybody.
All right, but that's okay because Nina's in the drawing, as is Vincent, Jose, and Sheila. Only one will win the fantastic trip. Again, we've got one every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, the ultimate getaway prize package to Crested Butte Mountain Ski Resort. Ms. Allen McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Nina.
Nina!
Yay! Nina! Congratulations, Nina.
Yes, thank you very much.
Enjoy your ski trip, and thanks for playing.
Name a famous ski.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:36.
By the way, they're saying a lot of rain, like over an inch of rain in some places in Southern California. So I think ahead of Ralph being in here with the Showbiz Beat, I think we do have some good advice for you.
P-Point, Los Angeles, California, be prepared. Have your rubber boots ready, wrinkle ready, raincoats ready. When you go outside, wear your rain gear, wear your rubber boots ready, raincoats to keep you dry. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Hey, for iPads, charge. Hey, for iPods, charge. Hey, for cell phones, charge. Hey, for laptops, charge. Hey, for tablets, charge. Hey, for 3G and 4G, ready. I recommend people in Los Angeles to wear your rain gear, rubber boots, your ankle to keep you dry. Right. Have your umbrella ready as well.
Got
when
it.
You go for a walk, don't walk to the puddles.
Don't walk.
Avoid the puddles when you go for a walk.
Okay.
When you drive the car, don't drive to the puddles. Avoid the puddles when you drive the car
okay.
in Los Angeles, California, and its surrounding areas on Tuesday, January 5th, 2016 as well.
All right, so that's the bulk of the storm hits tomorrow. But, Allie, you were saying it's raining in some places today already, right?
Yeah, rained on my way in.
Couldn't
oh,
be.
My God, it's raining!
Couldn't be bluer skies out there.
Really?
By the way. Just want to let everyone in the meteorological community here in Southern California, couldn't be a more beautiful day than it is right now.
It, really, it's the bulk of it's going to hit tomorrow.
It's the sunniest,
tomorrow, right,
bluest skies
fine, but
I have seen in Southern California in maybe 30 years.
Right,
okay.
but,
it's
but,
just
but,
clear,
but
clean.
Tomorrow,
warm, sunny.
See, that's why you go out.
A bluebird landed on my shoulder when I was outside just moments
that's
ago.
That's why you go out and you order your extra pizza and you get ready. You get hunkered down. Get everything
nicer.
Charged.
Could be more clear skies than there
don't
are.
Don't argue with Frankie. If Frankie right. says it's going to frain, it's going to frain, okay?
Right. Wrong.
Frain. All right, Ralph is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
It is Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. The Star Wars juggernaut continued this weekend. Force Awakens made $88.3 million additionally this weekend.
That's not bad.
Makes it just 20 mil off the mark to beat Avatar and making it the top grossest film of all time in North America. So expecting sometime this week, The Force Awakens will be the biggest hit in movie history, at least in the Northern America portion.
Isn't that just amazing? It's been out for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Now, it still has to earn another $1.2 billion to beat Avatar worldwide. But as Bean mentioned earlier today, has yet to open in China.
Hmm. The second biggest movie market.
So, we'll wait and see what it does there. I can only imagine. It should accomplish
that. It's got a shot. Let me ask you guys this about that. Star Wars is forever, and there's never going to come a time where people aren't watching Star Wars movies. Do you feel that way about Avatar? Is that a movie that you have affection for? Like, you would go back and watch that?
I don't even remember what Avatar was about now.
Okay.
I don't either, but I remember it was pretty cool in 3D.
That's all I remember. You were high. In your defense, you were high.
How dare you?
You were high.
How dare you?
We found out this morning that Kevin goes to all his movies high.
We did not find that out.
That explains so much about his choice of films.
That is a lie, sir.
Well, he's definitely high when he chooses the movies to go to. I know that.
Daddy's Home came in at number two with about $30 million. Then The Hateful Eight, Sisters, and Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip, came in at number five. Those are your top five movies at the box office, followed by Joy, The Big Short, Concussion, Point Break, and The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. A lot of musical artists had hard times over the New Year's Eve weekend celebration. We already mentioned this morning, Motley Crue's drummer Tommy Lee was performing the final Motley Crue concert of all time on New Year's Eve here at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. That's when he got to do his signature roller coaster drum solo, where he plays the drums as they just travel around on a big roller coaster track. It's so impressive, especially when he gets stuck about halfway up, leaving Tommy hanging upside down with his drums.
When life throws you a curveball, lemonade.
Lemonade, indeed. Come get me, he screamed from his drum kit as he
hung girl. I'm sorry, to girls. That's even an insult to them. Why would he do that?
Because he was stuck upside down with a drum kit hanging there.
So play your drums.
You're in a rock and roll band. You're hanging upside down.
He does that every night.
He goes around and then comes down to the bottom. But you're not just dangling there.
Suck it up and play your solo, man. It's rock and roll. Who's with me?
You're on this one.
No people.
You're on an island
okay.
here.
Sorry.
When, you know, life looks at you funny, take the fast lane.
Right, take the fast lane.
That's a good point.
Well, the crew did come out and take the drum kit off the tracks and then put it back together and then rolled it back on stage, but set the concert back a little bit.
Sounds like a bit of a momentum killer.
The good news is the show was filmed for a DVD Blu-ray. This was to be released later this year, so if you missed it, hopefully you'll be able to see it. You can see the video online, by the way. It's quite entertaining. Britney Spears also had a hard time over the weekend. She was performing Saturday during her Piece of Me show at Planet Hollywood, where she was supposed to fly out over the audience. Unfortunately, the harness she was wearing got stuck to a fake tree on stage, so she couldn't fly out over the crowd. She was snagged on a tree.
Maybe stop trying to fly, people.
Stagehand had to come out and untangle her so she could make her flight over.
Oh, leave Britney alone!
Britney also, by the way, has been seen around Vegas with a big mouse on her forehead, a big shiner, big bruise. She posted a picture of herself with the bruise on Instagram, telling fans not to worry. Little bruise on my forehead, she posted along with the picture, because I ran into a pole. Now we know she's making money in Vegas on the side.
All right.
So. And apparently, at some point during the show, she also walked into a pole.
I wish I would have been at that show.
What? Could you ask for a better New Year's Eve than to watch Britney Spears?
She just walked into a pole.
Just walk right into a pole. Good times.
I'd go see that show if I were in Las Vegas.
If she walked into a pole and got caught on a tree.
I think that might be fun.
Yeah. And then you'd say, "Daddy, like it." And everybody would go, "Oh."
It's my one-man show.
Bean, exclamation point. Hey, are you tired yet about hearing about Donald Trump every other minute? Is that bothering you yet?
Well,
is that a problem?
Yes. Yeah. Yes and no. I'm now concerned that we're in the year where people will be voting for president, and he's still leading in the polls and is on track to be the Republican nominee.
Well,
like, now it's not a joke because he really could be the president.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
Maybe you need the Trump filter. Variety reports there's an extension for your Google Chrome browser, which will allow you to filter out any reference to Donald Trump from any web browsing search you conduct.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
The Trump filter has three levels: mild, aggressive, and vindictive. That's my favorite.
Level. Send an angry response?
Much like Trump himself has three levels, mild, aggressive, and vindictive. So,
Donald Trump did not take any time off over the holidays.
No, he did not.
And there were some great things that he said. I think this was maybe my favorite.
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
He has the best words.
He does have the best
does
words.
Does he have the best words?
I don't know that we've... He knows words.
I have the best words.
He has the best words because he's drawing from a different dictionary than the rest of us, you guys.
He's got the Trump dictionary.
Marco Rubio, he's just got those words over there. Look how good my words
Trump
are.
Trump has the best words.
The best.
He just says, I have the best whatever.
Right.
And just
right.
fills in the blank.
And two of my best words are in the news this morning. Bar Raffaelli.
Yes.
Has announced that she's going to be trading in her size zero bikinis for maternity wear in 2016. She revealed that she is expecting. Kevin, anything you'd like to tell us?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I might as well come out and say it now, but it wasn't us. Sure wish it was, though.
Yeah. She is expecting with her husband, Adi Ezra, and she announced so much on Instagram. So.
She's relatively hot. You guys know that?
I wasn't aware.
Yeah.
I guess if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, quite.
Some people, I guess, might find that attractive. Did you guys celebrate New Year's Eve? Did you have a big New Year's Eve party?
Had a party with friends, yeah.
Party with friends.
Bean?
My wife went out with some people.
That's just cruel.
My wife went out with some people.
She went downtown.
Did
for
she
a party.
Leave you a bowl of water and some fresh
did.
Food?
Wait, your wife really left on New Year's Eve and you didn't go?
She did. She went out with her sister and some friends, and they went downtown to a big party or something and watched the Space Needle fireworks and all that.
She go down to the gum wall, put some fresh gum on it.
So I was home alone, and I think I was up to around 8:30 or so.
Man,
wow.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Jeez.
So it's another big night at my house.
Sure.
Why? What did I miss, Ralph? What did you do that was so fun?
Nothing. I was just looking at this party where Justin Bieber was at St. Bart's at New Year's Eve. And he showed up at a party where no one recognized him.
It must have really driven him crazy.
Apparently Prince was performing at the Shindig. He was paid big bucks for a 45-minute set, but he decided instead to play over 3 hours at the party.
Wow.
That's what Prince does. That's a good return on your investment. If you're paying Prince to play for 45 minutes and he does a three-hour show.
That's awesome.
He asked a friend that was in the audience to come up and sing with him, who declined. He said he's just going to dance instead. That celebrity was Sir Paul McCartney, apparently, was also enjoying Prince's performance. New York Post reports that Bieber was disappointed that no one made a fuss over him.
That's so great.
In light of Prince and Paul McCartney being...
I'll sing.
Hey, how about me? I'll do something.
I can sing.
Look at me. I'm swaggy. He started grabbing himself and everyone just looked away. They say he actually left the party and then came back wearing a hoodie.
What?
To explain why no one knew who he was?
No, I'm hiding.
He thought maybe people are used to seeing him in a hoodie. Maybe he'd get more attention if he wore his trademark hoodie.
Okay.
And we just thought he was Bill Belichick, so that didn't work out as well.
He's Justin Bieber. He's the handsome devil that came down from heaven to make some great songs and dance forever.
Right.
What just happened?
That's my favorite new guy. Who is that? Who is that?
We can now retire. We're done for 2016.
Who is
it's
that?
Not going to get any better than that.
I
think it was Frankie, wasn't it? From Nova Scotia.
It wasn't Frankie. Oh. I do not remember his
so
name.
So sweet.
Dave may know. He's on SNL, and it's a bit he does where he interviews people on the street. He's very funny. Here's another one.
He can sing and dance, and I don't think he's that bad to look at either.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Dave Foley. You know him, of course, from Kids in the Hall. News Radio. What was that Bugs movie he did? About the Bugs Life. What was the name of that movie?
Bugs Life?
That's the one.
Yeah.
53 years old today. R.A.M. singer Michael Stipe is 56. And actress Diane Cannon, also known as one of the OG celebrity Lakers fans, is always there courtside cheering the team on. As Allie mentioned off the air earlier this morning, Lakers unbeaten in 2016. Mm-hmm.
Going off.
Yeah. Yes. Quite the turnaround. Yeah.
Yeah. Three in a row.
I think they're on their way.
Look out, Warriors.
She's 79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. Walk the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We're going to give away our a ski trip to Crested Butte in Colorado.
And
we have the Bachelorette report.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. New Bachelor.
Bachelor report. I said Bachelorette. Okay. Bachelor report tomorrow.
Ben H.
Which, by the way, you're very excited about.
Ben H.
Petros Papadakis, not as excited
I
as
couldn't,
you.
I didn't understand his lack of enthusiasm this morning. I was perplexed. We'll have to get to the root of that tomorrow.
Plus, writer, actor, director, comedian Kevin Pollak will join us tomorrow. And what's wrong with Star Wars? Look, we all love Star Wars.
Great film.
Mm-hmm. Great film.
But
we all have little things that bug us. So we're going to talk about those tomorrow.
Spoilers.
And what's up with the King of Mexico and his oil slick rat of a dog that he said he wouldn't make an Instagram page for and then immediately made an Instagram page for?
Oh, dear God.
What's up with that?
So I don't know if you've noticed, Kevin, that Rhonda Ruffy is commenting on Dave's pictures on Instagram, too.
Rhonda Ruffy?
Rhonda Ruffy is like Dave's dressed up for New Year's Eve, and Rhonda Ruffy makes a comment, "Oh, you look good, Dad."
I might have to choke that dog out.
That's happening.
I might have to put a paw bar on that dog.
Second day of the year. Ralph chokes out a dog. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.